Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to try and discuss, this is, I don't know if the term is, Paratz Mubal Omed might be appropriate, but we're going to try and discuss the sugya of Lechi that's Nira Mi Bachutz and Shava Mi Bifnim. We'll touch also on Nira Mi Bifnim and Shava Mi Bachutz, but before I started the topic, I didn't realize that there's a ton more that I really don't know about it. So I'm going to share what I do know, and as Hashem, similar to what we did with Bavi Akum, hopefully we'll get it'll at least be the building blocks for people who are learning the sugyas later on. People will be able to at least use some of the information from this chabura to be able to further their own learning, as Hashem, in terms of understanding what the various shitas are in Rishonim and Achronim, what the Lechi HaNira Mi Bachutz HaShava Mi Bifnim looks like. First, I just want to run through the sugya quickly. Sugya Daf Tes Amud Beis in Erevin starts off beginning. It's about one third of the way down. Itmar Nira Mi Bifnim v'Shava Mi Bachutz. Gemara says that if you have a lechi which is Nira Mi Bifnim and it's apparently smooth on the outside, you can't tell that it's a lechi. It's Nido Mishum Lechi, that everyone agrees to. Nira Mi Bachutz v'Shava Mi Bifnim. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Barabi. Chad Amar Nido Mishum Lechi, v'Chad Amar Eino Nido Mishum Lechi. So one of them thinks that if it's visible on the outside and not visible on the inside of the mavoi, whatever the inside and the outside of the mavoi are, we'll have to get to that as part of the discussion of the chabura, what inside and outside are. But if it's visible only to the bnei chutz l'mavoi, so then it's a machlokas amarayim whether or not it would be considered a lechi or not. So first, just to be makdim, what might be the svara of near? Why would you have, I guess, be muskum l'kol that if it's near mifnim, and not near mi bachutz, why would that be considered to be a lechi according to everyone? But there's a machlokas about near mi bachutz and not near mi bifnim. So the Rabbi Yehonas on Daf Beis says that the Hesber would be, perhaps this also may not be muskum, but at least for the time being, Rabbi Yehonas on Daf Beis says that near mi bifnim works because the Iker Heker of near mi bifnim, the Iker Heker of a lechi in general, is for the Bnei HaMavoi. Rabbi Yehonas on at the beginning of the Masechta told us that it's the chashash that we're worried that the Bnei HaMavoi are going to be metaltal b'Rishus HaRabim, or maybe the Bnei HaMavoi are going to end up being machnis from the Rishus HaRabim to the Mavoi. Perhaps that would also be a chashash for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim in general, but certainly the people who live in the Mavoi have that problem. And the Iker Heker was made, says Rabbi Yehonas on here, for those Bnei HaMavoi, and that's why it's Muskum Lakol. If you have something which is near Bifnim. Because near Bifnim, you've taken care of the Iker Heker for those people. As long as the people who are inside the Mavi can tell, they're not going to violate those Chashash, they're not going to violate those Isurim that we're worried that they're going to do. If it's near Bachot, so then it's a Machlokas. So according to Manda Amar, that it works, says Rabbi Yehonasan, that's because since the B'nai Rishus HaRabim won't come to be Choshed if they see people who are walking around inside the Mavoi, they won't come to be choshed, those people that they're carrying around in Rishus HaRabim, because they see there's a lechi mibachutz. So even though the B'nai Rishus HaYachid or B'nai HaMavoi don't really eat the lechi, nonetheless, since there's no chashad mitzad the B'nai Rishus HaRabim as to what they're doing, so that, he says, is enough. And he says the halacha is that it's mo'il. After he tells you that the halacha is that it's mo'il, then he's mosif k'nech, he says, aside from the fact that there's a heker for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, he says also the Bnei HaMavoi themselves, gufam, when they walk outside the Mavoi, when they exit from the Mavoi, they'll also see it mibachutz. And since they'll see it mibachutz also, so that's why you can rely on it. So I'm not sure if he meant that it's not just enough that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim should be able to see it. He probably meant all along that the Bnei HaMavoi also have to have some sort of heker. If that's the Iker Takana of Lechi, then it would make sense that that would be the case. You're worried about the Bnei HaMavoi, you're not worried about the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, really. So the fact that you've taken care of Chashad from Bnei Rishus HaRabim, but that wasn't the Iker problem with a Mavoi that didn't have a Tikkun in general, so I don't know why it would work lefi that hesber to say that you only had a tikkun for bnei yoshes harabim, that would somehow work. It must also be that it would work for the bnei hamavoi as well. They're going to see it on their way out. In theory, I could have imagined somebody saying that the tikkun was only for bnei yoshes harabim, that the chashash was really not for bnei, it's not for the bnei hamavoi. It really is for the bnei yoshes harabim. So certainly, you would understand why a heker mibachutz would work, but then it would be a little bit strange. There's a machlokas about that, but there isn't a machlokas about near mivifnim. If the ikar takana would be for the bnei hachutz lamavoi, so then why would only near mivachutz be? That's a machlokas, but near mivifnim, which ikar takana wasn't for those people anyway, I don't know why that would be the seder in the Gemara. Based on Rabbeinu Yehonasan, we'll later on, Bez Hashem, will analyze, based on the svar that Rabbeinu Yehonasan said, some of the diagrams that the Achronim put forth for what the Rishonim meant by Alechi that's near Mivachutz. In the meantime, I want to move on to just define, before we go and read through the Gemara, I want to read through some of the Gemaras in the Rashi on Daf Tes. But before we do that, I want to define a few terms because I think it'll be helpful for understanding Rashi. Mishnah Daf Yadalet Amud Beis tells us that the just terms of what dimensions or what are the different parts of a lechi called, the Mishnah says that lechayayim she'omru gova nasara tfachim, the gova, the height of the lechayayim are 10 tfachim high, rochvan v'ovyan kolshehu, and something called the rochav and something called the ovi halechi are kolshehu. Rabbi Yossi is Palag, and he says rochvan gimel tfachim. The rochav of the lechi is 3 tfachim. So obviously rochav over here is what we might term the length of the mavoi, the length of the lechi. What he's referring to as the lechi being 3 tfachim is the rochav, and then the Tanakhama held it was a kolshehu. So presumably rochav of a lechi means the length of the lechi. If it's 3 tfachim, it's 4 tfachim, however long you make your lechi, that's going to be called the rochav according to the Mishnah, at least according to this Mishnah. I don't know whether all the Rishonim will necessarily have to follow the Lashonos of the Mishnah, but that's the way the Mishnah uses that term. And the ovi halechi presumably means that the points of the lechi on either end, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's certainly that way because his rochav is greater than his ovi. There's no indication that the ovi of the lechi has to be any thicker. So ovi is the thickness of the lechi, and it would be the long direction, so to speak, horizontally would be the rochav. With that in mind, let's come back to some of the Rashi's on Daf Tes Amud Beis. Some of the Gemara and the Rashi's on Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says that nirum mibefnim and shavim mibachutz, let's go over it again, is nidum mishum lechi. So Rashi, sort of midway down the page, says nirum mibefnim v'shavim mibachutz. He defines nirum mibefnim and shavim mibachutz as shehemid lechi rochvo litzad arko. The rochav of the lechi is litzad arko shel mavoi. So the length of the mavoi would be the long end going out of the mavoi. And the rochav of the lechi, which we know from the Mishnah, means the length, or should the pashas mean the length of the lechi, is going, the pashas, it sounds like it's going with the orech ha-mavoi. Velo moshach tzas rochvo kima klapei chutz. And the person, when they constructed the lechi, did not draw the lechi out of the mavoi. Ela hishve chudo hachitzon la'ovehi kosle ha-mavoi. He made the thickness of the ovi of the ksalim, or he put the thin end of the, or the pointy ends of the lechi, attached to the ovi kosle ha-mavoi. V'doma kimisha mosef al rochav, it's b'shave to the kosle, sorry, it's b'shave, not it's going into, it's b'shave with the ovi kosle ha-mavoi. So what that would look like, that's just according to Rashi. Uh-oh. Did you get another one? Okay. So, according to... What? I can just use one of the pictures we have. Right. Yeah, so the pashas is what that would look like if it was shove. Actually, I don't know if I have a shove. I don't know if I have a shove. Yeah, have another one? Oh, good. Okay. So, shove mivifnim, near mivifnim, v'shove mivachutz, according to this Rashi, Bepashtus would mean that the... Let me do this completely. Oh, okay. Here we go.
This would be nira mi befnim and shava mi bachutz. Sorry. That's correct. I got it right. Okay. Right over here. So the lechi is shava with the ovi of the kosel. Kosel is going out, and the lechi is shava from the outside, but bifnim, you can see the point of the lechi. Bin nir mivachutz kelechi, you can't see from the outside that it looks like a lechi, avachudo hapnimi nir mivifnim, the inner edge is visible to those who are inside, mivifnim, sheovio bolet lesoch rochav amavai, because the ovi of the lechi protrudes into the width of the mavoi. The width is this way, so obviously the lechi protrudes into the width of the mavoi, and people can see it from within the mavoi. Then they have diagrams. All the acronym note the fact that all the diagrams, or not all the diagrams, but most of the diagrams are either misplaced or misdrawn or confusing, and therefore the part of what we're going to try and clarify in the part of the chabur is what they actually are supposed to look like. So that's the pashas of what nir mifnim, according to this Rashi, should look like. Nir mi b'chutz v'shav mif, the next Rashi, he says, shemashach kol halechi l'chutz. And before, as we're reading this Rashi, I want to consider two different points, just point one and point two on the board. Rashi's going to have two lashonos, something called doma kimosif al orech hakosel. It looks like you're adding on to the length of the wall. And also the second point, nimshach lahala mirochav hakosel. Pay attention to the lashonos within this Rashi, and that the lechi is nimshach lahala from the width of the kosel. So we have to figure out what those two terms are going to mean in this Rashi. Rashi says, nir mivachutz shav mifnim, shemashach kol halechi lechutz, drawn the entirety of the lechi outside. So, v'chudo apnimi, nichnas b'kosel b'kosel hamavoy, and the inner edge goes into the kosel hamavoy. V'eino nir mivifnim, it's not visible on the inside of the mavoi. Ela dom kimosif al orech hakosel. It looks like you're adding on to the length of the wall. Avad mivachutz nikar she'ino mikosel hamavoi. But from the outside, it's clear that this is not part of the kosel hamavoi. Shahari nimshach lahala mirochav hakosel. So, Rashi told us that it looks like this lechi, wherever it's been placed, is kilu adding onto the length of the wall of the mavoi. So if you're adding onto the length of the wall of the mavoi, there really should be two logical possibilities what that could look like. Either you could be adding onto the wall because you have a lechi that's pointed outwards in this direction, out of the mavoi, and from the perspective of somebody who's over here, so you see this block over here as being an addition to the length of the wall of the mavoi. Or you could say that simply the lechi juts out completely from the mavoi, and by jutting out completely from the mavoi, it looks like it's a hemshech of the kosel. If you were standing inside, you wouldn't be able to tell that this is actually a lechi. You would just see this as being a hemshech of the kosel. So those are two different possibilities for what nimshach, what doma kimosef al orech kosel al mavoi would be. Then we have the last phrase in Rashi where he says it's nimshach lahala mirochav hakosel, that the lechi is drawn lahala. So what does it mean that it's, what does nimshach lahala mean? Does nimshach lahala mean that it's extending or protruding from? Because nimshach lahala could mean that it's extending or it's being stretched from, forth from the rochav of hakosel. So how would it be nimshach from the rochav hakosel? So I guess you'll say, Lafi, this first possibility, it's extending from the, it's protruding from the, let's do the bottom first. The bottom one, it's protruding from, sorry, let's do the basic first. The lechi is extending or is protruding from the rochav hakosel. Now, it's a little bit strange, because if you told me that the lechi is supposed to be mosif onto the orech hakosel, so then how is it being nimshach from the, it's not really being nimshach from the rochav of the mavoi, it's not being from the rochav of the kosel. That would look more like if I were to imagine that the kosel went a little bit further up,
and then it would be extending from or protruding from the Rochav HaKosel. It's a little bit funny, perhaps, to call it extending from the Rochav HaKosel when it's actually on top of the entire Rochav HaKosel. So I don't know if that's necessarily a diuk, but that makes it a little, maybe makes it a little bit more dachuk to say like that. The other possibility might be to say that the lechi is nimshach, meaning it's pulled a little bit inwards, it's withdrawn from the Rochav HaKosel. So here, instead of the lechi being over the entire thickness of the wall of the kosel, it's withdrawn from the at least one of the edges of the kosel, of the Rochav of the kosel of the Mavoi, and the result is that the lechi is only visible to people inside. So there's likely two ways of reading, perhaps two ways to read the that particular Rashi. Next in the sugya, after the Gemara brings Rabbi Chiya, is machlokas with Rav Shim Bar Rebbe. I'm going to skip a little bit over the shakla v'tayra of the Gemara. The Gemara tries to figure out which one of the two held which, whether Rabbi Chiya held that lechi that's nimsha, that's nirim b'chutz is good, or whether it's Rav Shim Bar Rebbe. The Gemara's maskana is that it was Rabbi Chiya who held that it was kosher. And then the Gemara says, how did we prove that? Tistaim Rabbi Chiya Huda Amar Nido Mishum Lechi. Tani Rabbi Chiya, the Gemara brings a brisa. Rabbi Chiya taught that if you have a kosel shetzido echad kanus mechavero, if you have one part of the wall which is, I have to define kanus exactly, but withdrawn more than its fellow, than the other part of the wall, then even though you didn't put up a lechi per se, bein shenira mi bachutz v'shavim mi bifnim, whether it's visible only from the outside, ubein shenira mi bifnim v'shavim mi bachutz, whether it's visible only on the inside, it's going to be nidom mishum lechi. So because Rabbi Chiya is the one who taught this, and it sounds like Rabbi Chiya, according to the Braisa, nira mi bachutz is fine, so the Gemara says this time that Rabbi Chiya was the one who was matter, not Rabbi Shabbar Rabbi. So Rashi, in defining what was kosel, the case of kosel, shetzido echad konas mechavero. So over here I want to consider if I would have had a little more time, I would have been the sounder a little bit better. Let's, point number three on the board, by kosel shel konas tzido echad mechavero, there are going to be two terms within Rashi, two critical terms, which we're going to have to define, which are going to determine what, or going to help us determine what the tzura should look like. The terms la'acharav and lefanav, and pay careful attention to how Rashi uses them. He says, kosel shetzido echad is going to be in the next, the Rashi after this one, but kosel shetzido echad konas mechaveir, Rashi says, shenichnas habinyan umiyato, the wall of the mavoi goes in at some point, and it is miyato miovyo, it is no longer as thick as it was, the hashta bolet v'yotzi mimenu kimin amud, and now something from the mavoi is bolet like a pillar, an amud shekorin pillar. So, as a result of the kosel having dipped inwards at some point along the orech hamavoi, that's going to create, or along the kosel orech hamavoi, that's going to create either nir mivachotz or shavim mivifnim, or nir mivifnim and shavim mivachotz. So Rashi says, "Bein sheknisas nireis bifnim." Whether the knisas hakosel is visible on the inside, v'shavim mivachutz, and it's not visible on the outside. Sheshakua hakosel me'acharav. So here's our first term: the kosel is shakua from the backside. So what's the backside of what? The backside of the kosel? The backside of the mavoi? The backside? What's the front and what's the back of the kosel? Veneer is hapigim bifnim. Whatever the result, whatever the achar of the mavoi is, so at that point you can see the indent within the mavoi. So if we were to look back at our diagrams again, so what different possibilities might be is that we say that the kosel, I could have said, is that the kosel is shakua me'acharav. So what I might say is, well, acharav, let's say, of the mavoi, or the backside of the wall, so what's the backside of the wall? If I say that, it means, let's say acharav means the backside of the mavoi. So shakua from the backside of the mavoi, so let's say this is defined as being the backside of the mavoi. So I could have a shkia in the kosel going inwards on the backside of the mavoi, and then I would have it be nirim mibifnim, presumably because now there's a blita in the front of the mavoi. So that might be one way of saying I have shakua mi'acharov. The other possibility might be to say that it's not the backside of the mavoi, or another possibility might be not the backside of the mavoi, because the word mavoi is not mentioned by the Gemara in this case, and it's also not mentioned in Rashi. So the Pasha says the antecedent doesn't exist. You can't say it's going on the mavoi. Rather, we'll say that shakua me'acharav is going to have to mean some part of the kosel. And the problem is going to be, how do we define the backside of the wall? If we're talking about a wall that's going up, and we're trying to have it be visible on the inside, so we could say maybe that the rosh hakosel is going to be the pnei hakosel, and the achor of the kosel should be something towards the back. But then I should have two possibilities. I could say either the backside of the kosel is shakua on this side, or really I could say shakua on the backside of the kosel, because I'm defining back as being towards the back of the mavoi, so maybe it means like this. Problem with this is obviously not a case of nira mibifnim. Nobody can see anything from the inside of the mavoi. You can only see it from the outside. So al pi svara, we would have to say that it would have to be like this case, if we were to say shakua me'acharav meant the backside of the kosel. There are other possibilities that are raised by Achronim, but we'll get them when we approach the different shitos, which we'll get to shortly, Bez Hashem. This is not the only place in which Rashi discusses Nirim V'chutzah, or the Gemara discusses Nirim V'chutzah V'nifnim. There are several other places where the Gemara raises the issue, even without addressing where the Rishonim bring up the issue. There are several other places in Shas where it comes up, one of which is earlier on the page. The Gemara says that, Gemara is discussing the sugya of Nirim of Bein L'Chayayim Asur or Mutter. The Gemara said that, before we... Okay. One more question to address before we move on, and then I think I'm going to just present the shitas and the achronim first, because it'll make it clear when we're addressing the Rashi's. If everyone's familiar with the shitas and achronim, how they teach Rashi, then it'll be easier to try and evaluate what they say. So first, just one more question that we have to ask is: are there two Perushim in Rashi, or is there only one Perush in Rashi? And Rashi's told me in two places in the Gemara now that there's something called a Kosel, which there's just a regular case of Nir B'chot Shavim B'fnim, and he's told me there's such a thing as Kosel Nichnasim, and Kosel Nichnasim leads to Kosel Kanos leads to either a case of Nir B'chot and Shavim B'fnim, or not. So according to, if we were to look at it in theory, I don't necessarily have to say, there is possible to read both versions of Rashi, or both of the Gemaras, as actually holding the same exact thing. If we say that Kanus is a case where it's Kanus Me'acharov, means the backside of the Mavoi, or the backside of the Kosel, and the Shkia is over here, so the same way we said that Nibifnim v'shavim v'chutz could have been like this, where you just have a lechi which is bullied a little bit into the rochav hamavoi. So likewise, we could presumably say that it's the same exact identical case for nir mibifnim and shavim mibachutz. In terms of the next case of nir v'chutz shavim mibifnim, we have to read the next Rashi. Nir mibachutz shavim mibifnim. Rashi says sheshakua kosel milafanov. The front of the kosel is shakua. Shein haknisa niris la'omdim bifnim elav v'nei rishos harabim. The front of the kosel, or the front of the mavoi, let's figure out exactly what it's talking about, presumably LP, the two that we said before, it's either going to be shakua in the front, it's visible to those who are outside, but not to those who are inside the mavoi. So what we might say for that case would be either that the kosel shakua lefanav, so if the pnei kosel was the front of the kosel, so the top of the kosel is here, so So a shkia in the Pnei HaKosel would have to either be like this or like this, one of two possibilities for what a shkia in the front of the Kosel would be. And even if you say it means the front of the Mavo, you define it not by the front of, doesn't mean the Kosel, it means the Mavo. So also the front of the Mavo, you'd have a shkia either in the front over here or a shkia in the front of the other side. So it is possible, I'll see that, if we were to say that let's say the case of Nirim Bechutz and Shavim Bifnim, when Rashi discussed it the first time, was like this image over here, and then we talk about a shkia in the Pnei HaKosel being looking like this. So it would come out that the two Perushim or the two Gemaras that Rashi is addressing would actually look identical to one another. And we'll see. The Rishonim don't assume that that's what Rashi meant. The Rishonim assume that there were two Perushim in Rashi, and perhaps it's Ruchach from Rashi's elsewhere. But in theory, if you're just typing the words of the Rashi's, you didn't necessarily from those Rashi's, you don't necessarily have to say there were two Perushim of Nirim Bechutz Shavim Bifnim or Nirim Bifnim and Shavim Bechutz. It might have been identical. Okay, now let's address the in which case Nirim Bechutz or Nirim Bifnim? Nirim Bifnim, so it might be that there would be no difference between, if you say that the Achor Nirim Bifnim is a case where it's the Achore something, Achore HaMavi, Achore HaKosel, has a Shkia in it. Okay. So there it's going to come out identical. There's actually not going to be any difference whatsoever because the Achore HaKosel can't mean, the Achore HaMavi can't mean that there's a Shkia on the Kosel, Achore HaMavi, like this, because that would be a case where it's not visible Bifnim. So that's not going to be the case Nirim Bifnim. So Achor Chach, it's going to mean it's the backside of the Mavi here, and the Shkia is on the inside wall of the Mavi. Me'achorov. So it's going to be identical whether you have, if it means the kosel, so then it would have to mean achori hakosel somehow means the backside of the kosel, or the inside of the kosel, which sounds a little funny, or it means the back end maybe of the kosel that's towards the back of the mavoi, or it means the mavoi itself, and either way, it's always going to be a shkia like this, or it should look like a shkia like that, in the backside of the wall. If you hold, in the case of Nirim Bechutz Shavim Bifnim, so if Nirim Bechutz Shavim is a case where the Shkia is in the front of the Kosel, so then the Shkia has to be here, either in the, from the outer side of the Mavoi, or it would have to be on the inside, but either way it has to be something which is in the front of the Kosel means towards the front of the it'll mean towards the front, sorry, either way, either you touch it as Mavoi, it'll look the same, either it's the front of the Mavoi, and the front of the Mavoi it's visible from the front of the Mavoi, or it'll be from the front of the Kosel, and the front of the Kosel is defined by the Mavoi. Unless you say that the front and the it'll be more clear when I present the Beis Yosef, because his definition of Lefanov and Acharov goes on Kosel, and he has a different type of I've been unclear about spelling out the Beis Yosef Shita in the course of discussing it more abstractly or without discussing the actual Shitos. It'll be more clear when I actually discuss the Shitos. Any other questions? Okay. So based on the various mashmos of Rashi, as I said, the Rishonim seem to understand that Rashi had two Perushim. That's the way Tosas understands Rashi. It's the way the Rush understands Rashi. It's the way all the Achronim seem to deal with in light of what the Rush and Tosas do. They all seem to understand Rashi as having two Perushim of what Nirim Bechutz Shavim Bifnim could look like. The Ritva, noteworthy that the Ritva only brings down one Perush for Shitas Rashi. I don't know whether it means that he thinks that they're resolvable, or whether he thinks that it could very well be the Ritva, the Emes thinks that they're resolvable. It's just that the diagrams that were printed in the Ritva do not fit the way I would have thought it should be resolvable. So I didn't necessarily cheshbon out to see whether the Ritva would work out with the cheshbon we made before. So he may or may not be espousing the position that Rashi only had one shita for nirim mechutz shavim mifnim in the sugya. Okay, moving on to the various mashmauyos within the Rashi's, how the achronim take it. So let's assume for the time being we're gonna work with Tosfos, we're gonna work with the Rush. There are two pirushim within Rashi, and how does each one of the pirushim fit with the sugya and fit with the Lashonis and the Rishonim? The Beis Yosef understands the way that Tosos and Tosos and the Rush both ask kashas on Rashi's first Perush. They don't like Rashi's first Perush in the sugya. They say, Nir b'chot shav mifnim, we don't like the way it looks. I'll spell out the questions later. And they adopt his second. Tosos has Yeshuvim to answer. It's not clear whether Tosos actually rejected Rashi l'maskana, but it's not even clear, less necessarily a maisa, halach l'maisa, whether or not we reject Rashi's first Perush l'maskana. But they assuming that there are two Perushim, so the Beis Yosef writes that the first Perush of Rashi, and what Nirim V'chot Shav Mifnim would look like, is this first tier over here, where it basically looks like a tuff. Here it's upside down, but it's basically a tuff shape, and the lechi is Nirim V'chot, because it's Nimshach from the coast, the Rochav of the Kosel, and goes out, Nimshach Lahala, and it's like your Mosif on the Orech HaMavoy, because it's not clear for people who are bifnim, because you're able to see it as being just a hemshech of a kosel. Beis Yosef says that seer is the first Perush in Rashi. Now the Rush and Tosos have hasagos. The Rush and Tosos don't sound necessarily like they're saying the same thing. The Tosos is hasagov. You can skip down to Tosos and Dimasal Kosel. Tosos says, Umasha Pirish Kan, sort of in the middle of that Tosos, the last word on the line is Uma. He says, Umasha Pirish Kan Nicha Tfei. He says, I like Rashi's Perish in Kosel Mechna, in the Kosel Kanus, more than I like Perish Rashi of what Nir Mechutz is before, about just the regular case of Nir Mechutz, because Lefi the Perish of Kuntras Le'el, Kasha, the Ichash of Nir Mechutz, if we'll say that when the lechi is litzad hapnimi, it's considered nir b'chutz kishal lechi litzad hapnimi. So we have to figure out what that lashon means. Litzad hapnimi. Heichi mishan l'kaman b'nechnas and kos l'ktana l'gedola. How could the Gemara respond later on? The Gemara, I should be makdim. The Gemara behemshech brings a raya against Manda Amar Nirim Bechutz Shavim Bifnim. The Gemara says that if you really were to hold Nirim Bechutz Shavim Bifnim, the Gemara asks, then what do we do with the Mishnah of Chatzar Gedol and Chatzar Ketav? The Mishnah says later on that if you have a, in the ninth parak, that if you have a Chatzar Gedola that, if you have a Chatzar Gedola and the Chatzar Ketana, so then if they originally were two different Chatzeros, and at this point there's a breach that's been made in the Kosel that's less than 10 amos wide, but it's Bimiluo of the Ketana, and the result is, the Mishnah says that the Chatzar Gedola will be Mutter. The Chatzar Gedola is Mutter because it has Gefufi on either side that function to close off that wall, and they wall off that area, and therefore it's viewed, that pirza, what would have been a pirza, is viewed as a pesach. However, for the kosel ketana, since the ketana does not have any gefufi on it, it sounds like the Mishnah says that it should be aser. The chatzar ketana is nesar because of the diurim in the gedola. They weren't ariv yachad because there's no eruv between the two chatzeros. They originally were one, and it was nifritz, presumably in the middle of Shabbos or something like that. So there's no eruv between the two of them. So the diuri hagedola will be osar on the ketana. It's nifritz b'miluo la makam aser lo. They're not able to carry within the ketana. So the Gemara asks if that's called nira miba, if b'chutz is acceptable. So even though the gefufi are not visible from the interior of the ketana, but they are visible from the exterior of the chatzar gedola. Now, if you hold, like, let's say the Beis Yosef, we just described, the tuff shape is what's called near mechutz shavim mifnim. So that looks very similar to what the Gemara is basically saying is happening in chutz gedola, chutz ketana. The Gemara is saying, hey, wait, you've got a tough shape over here. You've got those are lechayayim. Then why shouldn't that work for the ketana? So b'pshuto, you have a very easy way of saying you have lechayayim simply because that is the case of near mechutz shavim mifnim according to the Beis Yosef's Teich from the first Peirush in Rashi. The Gemara is comparing the two.
Lechi and is it clear that it's even about Hecker?
It wouldn't necessarily be about Hecker because it's Chatzeros. In Chatzeros, there are sheets and Rishonim that it's just Misha Mechitza. It's not meant to be a Hecker.
How do you explain the Gemara's equation? Because Rabbi Yonason's explanation is all about the Hecker.
It would probably be Tale on a Machlokas Rishonim back on Daf Hei. On Daf Hei Amud Beis is a Machlokas Rashi Tosos about, or at least it might be dependent on this. I mean, I definitely hear the question, meaning there are two ways I could think of addressing the question as of now. One is based off of something that we'll get to. If you didn't hold like Beis Yosef's Tuf, so then how would you explain why the Gemara is calling that near Mechutz Shavim Mifnim in the first place? So we'll get to that in a minute. The other possibility might be there's a machlokas on Daf Hei Amud Beis between Rashi and Tosfos whether Pasei Chatzer also have a din of Hecker. It sounds like it's mashmah from Rashi that Pasei Chatzer would also have a din of Hecker of some sort. Because Rashi says that if the pas becomes more than Dalat Amos long, the same way Alechi Habolet becomes Nifsal or can't be used as Alechi because it loses its Hecker the way the Ritva's Masber Rashi also comes out like that. That there's no hecker for the lechi. So likewise, Rashi says, why don't you say I can use a path? View the lechi. Let's say in a case of chatzeros, Rashi says I should be allowed to use I should make a kavachomer from a chatzer. That the same way by a chatzer a pas dalet works, even though I can't use a lechi or a kora. So kavachomer, I should be allowed to be matir a mavui as well using a pas dalet. And if it's Dalet Amos, so it's certainly a Pas Dalet Tvachim, so why can't I say such a Kavachomer? And Rashi says, in a Chanami, you should have been able to do that, except that the same way a Lechi, which was Lo Hu Amad, L'Shem Lechi, and becomes more than four Amos, then it's Mufka from Hecker. So likewise, a Pas, which was Hu Amad, L'Shem Pas, so for example, a wall that has been breached, so that pass also would be that pass also would not have a din of pass anymore because it's not Nika. Rashi has a lashon that he says that it would be. He says yatzet mitaras lechi yatzet mitar in this ki hechi di yatzet mitaras lechi yatzet mitaras pass velo minkara milsa. So then it's not Nika anymore. Those over there says that. You shouldn't have made the kavachomer in the first place. The Reed disagrees and says you shouldn't have made the kavachomer in the first place, because the din of pass by a chatzer is about making a mechitza on that sai, on that ruach. It's not meant to be a hacker, and therefore you can't say, oh, the same way it would have worked in a if I have a why can't I be matir the lechi that was bolei dalet amos midin pass, because we're dealing mavoi. You're dealing with a mavoi, so you need a hecker. It doesn't matter how much of a mechitza you made. The pas is not going to help you. So, perhaps, if you understand like Rashi, so then there is an element of hecker also to pasei chatzer, so then maybe, in the case of two chatzeros, and we need it to be nikar for the ketana, that it's a pesach, so maybe that should be considered to be, maybe that would be a good comparison. Well, according to the Re, Lachar, it's going to be you can't accept.
You have to accept the broader idea.
What you have to.
Right,
it can affect other things also, not just near mechutz is a more broad principle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what the other possibility might be. If we let's say we didn't hold like the Beis Yosef's tough. So the Beis Yosef says that actually the second Perush within Rashi about Kosel Kanus, he says actually looks like this, where the Kosel is Kanus mi what we had defined as being me'acharav. Milafanov, the Pnei HaKosi, says the Beis Yosef, means actually the outside of the Kosel. The Beis Yosef says, Tzarech Lomar, according to Rashi, that the Pnei HaKosel means the side going out of the Mavoi, that's on the outside of the Mavoi, and the Achori HaKosel actually is on the inside Mavoi, which sounds very strange, and the Achronim have problems with the Beis Yosef because he uses those definitions. But because of that, the Beis Yosef says that the Knisa that was on the Pnei HaKosel means it was a Knisa over here, which means that people can now see, what the from the outside at least you could see, if you were standing here somewhere along this side, you'd be able to see that there's a blita there, and you'd be able to see that as being a lechi mashinkin. If you were on the inside, you wouldn't be able to see it. What?
It could be thick from the inside.
It could be hamshach hakosel. I mean, for all you know, this is just part of the kosel. So that's why it's not near Mivisnim. It would be near Mivachutz, though, because if you were standing somewhere over here, presumably outside the moat, I mean, obviously, if you're standing over here, you're not gonna be able to see it. But in theory, if you're standing, you know, either far enough back over here, you'd be able to see the, depending on how far out the blita is and depending on how thick your koslim are, you'd be able to see that there's a shkia there. Or you'd be able to see the blita. So that's the way the Beis Yosef understands the two possible, the case of both near Mivachutz and near Mivachutz. And also the case of the Kosel Kanus, we'll get back to Tosfos in a minute when we discuss the how we're going to understand the kashas of the Rishonim, Lafi, or Divrei Hab, the Achronim understandings, Achronim's understanding of Rashi. The Bach understands that Rashi, when he says that the Lechi is Kemusaf al, Kemosif al Orech HaKosel of the Mavi, so it's very simply, it's going out of the Mavi. It's not going to be extending outwards completely out of the Mavi. It's going to be protruding out. The other possibility, says the Bach, that the Kosel Kanos, he says Pnei HaKosel means and Nimshach Lahala mi Rochav HaKosel, we'll say, have to say, means pulled in from the Rochav HaKosel. And the other possibility, says the Bach, is that it would be by Kosel Kanos, the Pnei HaKosel means the Panav of the Mavoi. It's the Kosel, which is the Pnei HaMavoi, has a Shkia in it. So Shakua Milafanav means the Milafnei HaMavoi. So even though the word Mavoi wasn't mentioned within Rashi or in the Gemara, nonetheless, we're still going to say that's what the word Lafanav means. And La'acharav, according to the Bach, means that there's a Knisa. The Knisa that's La'acharav would be if the... my Chazak Gadol and Chazak Tana, where I need to have the diagram. But the Knisa me La'acharav, according to the Bach, would look like... and if it was... Can you draw that? Is the patient. He says the Achari Hamavoi. And since it's the Achari Hamavoi, so actually it's fine. Achori HaMavoi is right here, so the Bach would understand that the Knisa La'acharav is the backside of the Mavoi, so it'll look like that test-shaped thing over there. The last possibility that's raised, or that we're going to discuss today at least, and there are other possibilities for how to touch the two, the Shonas and Rashi, but the Taz raises the possibility that that Rashi in his first Perush means like the Beis Yosef, and that in his second possibility he holds like the Bach. And that's how he combines the two shitos. So now we'll go through the various rayas, lakan and lakan. Now we can perhaps understand or approach the Divrei HaTosfos, the Divrei HaRosh, and understand where the Achronim are coming from when they ask questions one way or the other from those. So back in Tosfos, Tosfos says, "Umasha pirish kan yicha tfei." I'm going to start from the beginning of the Tosos. Kosos shetito echad konis mishal chavero bein shenira v'chulei. So Tosos says, kan pirsha kuntra sheshaka ha-kosel milafanov. The kosel goes inwards milafanov. Will pirsha nira mivachot shemasha chol lechi lechot v'chudu hapnimi nichnas be'ovi ha-kosel. The chud hapnimi of the Lechi goes into the walls of the kosel. The eino nir mibifneim elim mivachutz. It's only visible on the outside. Says Tosos, why would Rashi have changed his perushim from one part of the Gemara to the others? He says v'nira de lekach shina. Why did Rashi change? De leel airi belechi shemamidin etzel kosel. The lechi we were talking about in the first case was a case of a lechi that you're putting next to a wall. V'derech lehaamido litzad pnim. And the normal way to be maimed alechi is to be maimed on the inside. So if you understand, the Bach raises this as a raya to his perush against the Beis Yosef's taicha, the first perush in Rashi, because he says, Tosus calls it the derech lahamid lechi litzad pnim. So for the Beis Yosef, the lechi is not litzad pnim. How is this called? It's your maimed alechi litzad pnim. Bishlam according to the Bach, so it's the tzad pnim of the mavoi when it's nimshach into the inside of the mavoi. But according to the Beis Yosef, it's not nimshach litzad pnim. And the Gemara brings down Rashi brings down the same exact Perush, says Tosos, when he's discussing the case of Mavi Shiritzafo Belachayayim. Now, the case of Mavi Shiritzafo Belachayayim, Rashi explains, means that you've got a Mavoi that you've got a whole bunch of little lechis going up from there, that from the side of the wall, and the Gemara says that we should be machshir the case of Mavishir Ritzafa Bilchayayim using Nirim Bachut and Shavim Bifnim. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the whole section was loved together, and because the whole section was loved together, it will not have the din of a normal lechi. He asked the Gemara, let's be matir using Nirim Bachut Shavim Bifnim. So, the case of Nirim Bachut Shavim Bifnim, the way Rashi describes it, sounds like there's the kosel hamavoi here, and then there's a lechi that's a little bit over here. It's lavud all the way back, so you can't use this as the lechi, but it sounds like there's a little bit of a lechi which is protruding outwards, and because of that little tiny bit that's protruding outwards, that's going to be near milachot and shav mifnim. So if you understand like the Bach, so that's exactly what you want it to look like. If you understand like the Beis Yosef, so what Tosos is talking about, that the Gemara brought the case that Tosos is talking about when he says, oh, the first perush of Rashi, that's the way Rashi teached it in the case of Mavi Shiritzafa B'l'chayayim. Not the same thing. It's two different, they're very, very different from one another. So that's one ha'ar, with one kash of the Bach asked on Rashi, based on Lashonis, asked on the Beis Yosef, based on Lashonis and Tosos. Next, Tosos proceeds, he says, that's why Rashi changed, because he was talking about originally, talking about a case of you're being maimed alechi, and the normal way to be maimed alechi is that it's protruding a little bit. Here, however, we're talking about a kosel shotzido echad kanas mishachavero. One side of the kosel is more in than the other. V'derech lasos binyan kinyan zeh. This is normal when you have two mavos that are zeh itzel zeh. When you have two mavos that are right next to each other, sometimes, or a bias, a chatzer, etzel hamavoi, or there's a bias next to the mavoi, or another, two mavos next to the There's two mavos next to each other, or one mavoi and a bias, or one mavoi and a chatzer. So pa'amim marichin kosel she'atzlo yoser mi kosel ha'mavoi. Sometimes the kosel of the chatzer, kosel of the bias, extends more than the kosel ha'mavoi. Now, if we're understanding that, I don't remember anybody bringing this as a raya, but if we're understanding kosel kanus like the Beis Yosef does, so then if you're talking about your mavoi being the one with the short wall, so it doesn't have the shorter wall. You should have the wall of the other, let's say you have your chatzer over here. So really, the chatzer has the longer wall the way Tosis is describing it, and the mavoi is the one with the shorter wall. So that sounds like the Bach's understanding of nir mechutz and the case of kosel kanos according to, where it's nir mechutz according to the Bach also. I don't know, I don't think anybody brings that up as a raya. I haven't seen anybody who brings that as a raya, but the chatzer that also should be another raya to Divrei Bach, but you should understand it not like the Beis Yosef's Teich. Then Tosos raises a problem. He says, "Umashe pirish kan nichotvei." Rashi's second Teich, whatever Rashi's second Teich is better. So the Das of Beis Yosef, it's where the lechi is on the inside. According to the Bach, it's where the lechi is on the outside. So that's Nicha Tvei. Why? Because the next part of the Gemara brings the case of Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Ketana. And the Gemara says, the Chatzar Ketana should be Nita using Nirim Bachutz, Shavim Yivifnim, as well. And we shouldn't ask for the Ketana. We should dematter it like the Gedola. So if Ichashiv Nirim Bachutz, Kisha Lechi, Litzad Apnimi, if we'll say that it's considered Nirim Bachutz when the Lechi is on the inside, so then the Gemara's Teretz for why it's not going to be near Mechutz Shavim Mifnim is because of the Kosli HaKtana, when the Ketana, the Kosli HaKtana were actually Nichnasin somewhat, cutting off the Gefufi from the Gedola, and because they were Nichnasin somewhat into the Chatzar Gedola, then you can't use the Gefufi anymore. But, says Tosos, if you'll understand, like Rashi, so then When the lechi is letzad apnimi, hechi mishani lekamen b'nichnasin koslik tana legedola akasi nirim mivachotzu. How could the Gemara say, oh, it's no longer nirim mivachotz because I put the koslik tana somewhat into the gedola? So he says, what do you mean? The gefufi gedola are nirim chain ovi koslik tana. I can imagine the gefufi over here as kilu being the walls of the ketana, and then I have a lechi that's protruding on the inside. So that's mamash says tosas. That's exactly the same case. It's still nirim mivachotz and shavim mifnim. The Gemara wasn't mitaritz midi. You know the Kosei Ketana. So once again, the Bach seems to be on the winning end of things. If you're the Beis Yosef, if you're the first Perush of what Nirim Bechutz Shavim Mifnim is, so if your first Perush looks like this, so that's exactly what Tosas is asking on. If you hold it like the Beis Yosef, so then why is this going to be the same case? Adar Abba, I've just taken care of. I now can't see the tuft is sort of hiding behind a wall. I can't see it anymore. If I'm holding it, the case of Nirim Bechutz is like this, so I don't understand what was Tosas answering. Tosas' answer doesn't. What was Tosas' kasha? Nirim Bechutz Shav Mifnim. It's still going to be a case of Nirim Bechutz Shav Mifnim. It's not really, unless you could say that the tuf still works despite the fact that it's midway through the mavoi. It's midway. It's the midpoint. The Rashi says before you could say that. So that's Tosas' taina, and that's how the Bach learns it as a raya for himself. That's the same thing as Rashi's lechi. So the kosei ketana should be considered to be a lechi. So therefore, Tosas thinks that the perush hasheni lefi Rashi will work out better. Now, why would the perush hasheni lefi Rashi work out better? Because if the Perush HaSheni is this, so then we no longer have anything that would resemble Nirim Bechutz Shavim Mifnim. Now the problem is, even Meikara didn't resemble Nirim Bechutz Shavim Mifnim. This is giving back to the point that you raised, which is, wait a second, if the Chatzar Gedola and Chatzar Ketana is basically like this, and you don't hold like the Beis Yosef's tough, so what does this have to do with Nirim Bechutz Shavim Mifnim? These are not, so they certainly do not look like a coastal kanus like this. So what you'll probably have to say is I'll derek what the Marasha says in this Tosos and other Rishonim say it. Tosos may say it later on in Chafdalid, that really Nirim Bechutz Shavim Mifnim works like a Migo in this case. We're not saying Nirim Bechutz that it's going to be Nido Mishum Lechi. We're saying if Nirim Bechutz in general, let's say by Mavoi, works on the Lechayayim of the on the Lechi of a Mavoi, so then likewise it will work in a case where for the Gedola, the Gefufi are Mahani, so Mi Bachutz of the Ketana, it is Mahani for the Gedola, then likewise it should be near, it should, the same way it Mi Bachutz it works, so too, Migo that works in Mi Bachutz, to be Matir the Gedola, it should likewise be Matir the Ketana as well. So if it's Matir the Ketana as well, so then we don't need to say like the Beis Yosef anymore in terms of understanding the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara says there's a comparison between Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Ketana, and Nirim Bechutz Shavim Mifnim, because the principle of Nirim Bechutz Shavim Mifnim is more broadly applicable than just, oh, it looks like a lechi that's visible on the outside. We're not trying to make it look like a lechi. We're trying to say that the same way, in fact, it may have nothing to do with the purpose of Heker at all. This is why I was saying it'll answer the question of Rabbeinu Yehonasan of, wait a second, according to Rabbeinu Yehonasan, what does this have to do? It's not about, there's no Heker there. This is not, you're not trying to make a Heker for Bnei Rosh Hashanah. There's no Bnei Rosh Hashanah over here. Or you're not trying to make a, sorry, you're not trying to make a hacker for the Bnei HaMavoi, there's no Mavoi. So, according to this Taich of what the comparison would be, that it's just Migo that it works for the Kedola, so too it'll work for the Ketana. So the Gemara wasn't trying to say, oh, this is going to be a Lechi. The same way it works as a Lechi for the Gedola, it works as a Lechi for the Ketana, and having the same purpose of Lechayayim by Mavos. We're just trying...
You still have the connection.
What? You still have to explain?
Like, well, why does the Migo have that to do?
Who says that you can...
Just because your Mavos works by Lechi, why does it tell you that that Migo should work?
Why is just because?
And what's the connection?
I mean, why?
Near Milchutz on a Blechi Hecker level, and the Migur.
Big drop. Because Migur shouldn't exist.
But it made a big drop.
So you have to redefine what you had worked on earlier. And you have to redefine how the
Near Milchutz Shav Mifnim Nido Mishul Lechi. It doesn't mean meaning Near Milchutz Shav Mifnim. I mean, I don't know where we would see it other than from the fact that the Gemara is making the comparison. Meaning, I don't know of another raya to say that it should work, other than the fact that the Gemara is comparing it, and we may not be able to touch near Mechot Shav Mifnim like the way the Beis Yosef does by a Lechi.
Understood.
So I don't.
You still have to explain what the Gemara.
I mean, why would the Gemara think that you can say the same way it works, same way the Rabbanim were Mekil on by Lechi, they should have been Mekil by to say Amigo.
Even in the beginning stages, it wasn't really just a hacker or something.
The same way it works as a mechitza for the gedola, it should likewise function as a mechitza for the ketana. Even though it seems to only be a mechitza vis-a-vis the people who are outside, quote unquote, in the chatzar gedola, it should likewise be a mechitza for the people who are on the inside of the in the chatzar ketana. That may very well be true. By Kilayim. Yeah. We'll get there. When we get to the Rashi's in Sukkah. Yeah. Although I didn't have a chance to look into the actual Achronim who were down on that. I mean, I have some Marmakamos, but I did not have time to process all that. Okay, so I did just in related to the point about how the Gemara is comparing the two. So I was wondering whether the Lashon HaGemara of Nidon Mishum Lechi indicates that the fact that the Gemara is really not trying to say a din in Lechi to begin with, that it was meant to be a more broad din to begin with. Because if the Gemara was just trying to say a Lechi Hanir Mivachutz Shma Lechi, then why didn't the Gemara just say Lechi Hanir Mivachutz Shma Lechi? Why is the sugya called lech, if it's near milchus shavim mifnim nidum lechi? And also, it's not something that's specific. Now, you could say it's not something that's specific to lechayim. The Gemara is talking about where you have a kosel, a blita, and a kosel. Even if you didn't put up a lechi, we have a shkia and the kosel. That's not because somebody was maimed a lechi there. So maybe that's the reason why the Gemara called it nidun mishum lechi. But it also could be that it's not calling it shmal lechi because it's not a lechi. It's not a halacha about a thing that was specifically hu amad l'shem lechi. It's a halacha about things that could be perceived as l'chayayim, such as a shkia and a kosel. But it could also be that part of that is it's not meant to be a halacha specifically for. I don't know whether you could extend it perhaps to also include other things that are not about lechi, meaning something which is. I know. I understand the Gemara is doing. Well, assuming not like right, not like the Beis Yosef, so then it is. But I don't know whether that's nichal on the lashon. I mean, when the Gemara chose to use the lashon of nidon mishul lechi, as opposed to saying shma lechi, was that because the Gemara also wants to be kolel the fact that, by the way, this is not a local din to lechayim. This is also true about mechitzos. Also, this could be true about many other. It could be true about sukkah, perhaps dofnei sukkah. So, I don't know if that was nichal, perhaps in the lashon of the Gemara. Okay, now aside from the kashas that the that we've already mentioned within the okay, that was the Tosas's. We're not going to necessarily cover the answers that Tosas gives on behalf of Rashi, but that was at least Tosas's cash on Rashi. Sounds like the problem with Perush Rashi is that with Rashi's first Perush of Nir Bechot Shav Mifnim, it comes out that the Gemara's answer of by Chotzer Gedola Chotzer Ketana is identical to Nir Bechot Shav Mifnim Lefi Rashi. You still have Lechis, and it's going to be. It's going to be still kosher. It should still be mounted to the ketana. the Rush, when he presents the question on Rashi, so the Rush in Simon Yud Aleph, the middle says that Lo Kemosha Pirush Rashi Nir Mechutz V'Shav Mifnim, that he's Mashach Kol Alechi Lechutz V'Chudu Apnim Nechasav Kosei Yamavoy. Why, says the Rush, the Ichashiv Ki Hag Nir Mivachutz V'Shav Mifnim, if we'll consider that to be near Mechutz Shav Mifnim, the way Rashi touched originally, in Kain Hai Dimishani Lekaman Dimichnas and Kosli Ketana Gdola, Hai Nami have a near Mechutz Shav Mifnim. The Gemara's answer of Nichnas and Kosli Ketana is also a case of near Mechutz Shav Mifnim, which sounds like Tosos, came the Ika Gifufi Begidola Miachari Knisos, since the Gifufi behind, and then in Kain, the Knisos Ketana have a near Mechutz Shav Mifnim, so presumably he means Alderach Tosos, that there's Knisos Ketana, are the lechayayim. That's the way the Korban Nisanal understands. But then he adds in, after he rejects Rashi, it sounds like he's rejecting Rashi because of that kasha, but then he says, Elevadai ki haigavna lohavi afilu nirim v'chutz. It must be that this case is not considered near, even nirim v'chutz, the way Rashi teach. Kevin she'ein nir letzad halal hamavoy. Elo v'omdim acharei hamavoy. This line, the Beis Yosef makes a very, very big deal about. In fact, he doesn't even quote the other parts that he doesn't quote Tosas' Kasha, he doesn't quote the Rush asking the Kasha on Rashi, he only quotes this one part of the Rush, where the Rush says, and Rashi's case of Nir Bechot Shav Mifnim is for sure not good, because you can only see it if you're in the Chal, if you're Neged Chal Hamavoy, you can only see it if you're Achori Hamavoy, for those who are Omdim Achori Hamavoy, and not for those who are Omdim Letzad Chal Hamavoy. This touches on a more lumdish issue, of what exactly Nir Bechutz Shav Mifnim is supposed to do. Because if, let's say, let's start with the Bach's Teich of Rashi. So Perush HaRishon that the Rush is arguing against is where the Kosli Ektana go in like this. So Rush says that's mamish the case of Chatzik Tana Sheh Koslov Nichnasin. So then the Rush is saying, but wait a second, that's only visible if you're omed achori hamavoy. What's achori hamavoy? Lefi the Bach. So lefi the Bach, lechora achori, I mean, if I'm achori the mavoy here, I'm certainly not seeing anything on that side of the mavoy. And if even if I'm over here or over here, I might not be able to see it. I would have to be somewhere more over here. And the Rush would have to be saying lefi the Bach. He'd have to be saying, if I'm standing here, so then I can see it, but that's not called near mevachutz. Near mevachutz, says the Rush, is not if I'm standing on the tzad hamavoy. It means I'm omed over somewhere, I guess, here. I'm over, I guess, in the front of the Mavli, not necessarily Neged Chol HaMavli, Bedafka, over here, but somewhere in the close vicinity, because otherwise I can't, sorry, it would have to be, his problem with Rashi is, this is only visible if you're over here, and Nir Mevachutz has to be over here. So the Rush says, the second parish in Rashi is correct, because if I'm Omeg Neged, the front of the Mavli, the Chol HaMavli, then I can see the blita that's over here. Masha'in Kain, if I were to follow Rashi's first pshat, so then I wouldn't be near a mibachot. Because what? What? Why isn't what? This near mifnim?
Yeah.
That's a good question. There's some Rishonim who learned that it is. Just to be difficult. There's I assume that near mifnim would mean something along the lines of, it comes up to that mamish starts of fuzbos. You could be standing presumably over here in the Mavoy, and you can't necessarily see, depending on how thick your walls are and how it's a very small blita. Let's say the blita is only a tefach, and your walls are 2 amos thick. So chances are, if you're within the Mavoy, then you may not be able to see it.
Well, that question.
It also
question in the Mifnim in general. Does it mean any place
with that you have, or
sufficient, or any place?
Because presumably, if you're, or what, or
do you need to see it everywhere?
Everywhere, or is it? I don't know how anybody could say that it has to be visible. I guess it's true. I guess if it was like this, so then near Mifnim you could see it no matter which point in the Mava you're in. You could see it everywhere. Whereas if you were in here, so you can't necessarily see it everywhere. You'd have to dafka be standing perhaps whatever the very very Pesach Mava. You could maybe see it extending from the yeah. What?
That's an interesting issue.
Yeah, I think that is
near mechutz means has to be what?
It would be interesting why folks in
the case. In which case we could understand
everywhere.
The Rush then would be saying everywhere
near mivachutz has to be that every what that near wouldn't it wouldn't have to near mivachutz means that everywhere that you are bachutz you would be able to see it, which would then mean that you'd have to, meaning this is the only place that could be defined as bachutz because you have to be able to see it from every point. Once you start going out over here, so even though if you're out over here you could see it if it looked like this. That's not. I don't know how the Hagdara would work. Near Mifnim, maybe you'd have to. Maybe you could. It has to do with everywhere, but I don't know how that would apply to near Bachutz. Near Bachutz can't
be the. You might be the Chalik to near Bachutz and near Mifnim. And question for the very same reason why it's more obvious.
Near Mifnim works should work than near Bachutz, right? So if Lefila Bach, it will come out that. The Rosh was asking on this case, and he says it has to be neged chalul hamavi mamish. You have to really, really, really be in front in order for it to be near mechutz. But if you're even on the sides already, that's not considered to be near mechutz, and that's why he rejects this tzior within Rashi. What that points to, perhaps, it's heightened more by the difference in the Beis Yosef. So maybe we'll go into the Beis Yosef's taich. How would the Beis Yosef read the Rosh, this hasaga? Because as I said, he only addresses the Rush's post facto hasaga or on Rashi, as opposed to the kasha that Tosos asks of the Beis Yosef would learn the Rush is saying, well, Pirish Rishon Shavu Rashi doesn't work because if you go outside of the Mavoi, no matter where you're going outside the Mavoi, you can't see unless you're Achori Hamavoi. So here we understand Achori Hamavoi, you're mamish like in the backside of the Mavoi, you can see the. You can see the tough shape, but you can't. It's protruding. But otherwise, even if you're in the front of somewhere in front over here, you still can't see it. So the Rush would be rejecting that Perush and Rashi and saying, "Hey, wait! It has to be your Kenegid, your Omid." Rush and Rush was. It's got to be, since it's not near a Letzad Chalal Hamavoy. It needs to be near a Letzad Chalal Hamavoy. So here, Letzad Chalal Hamavoy would have to be more broadly defined. It doesn't mean Letzad Chalal Hamavoy really in front of the Chalal. You'd have to be even a little bit off to the side, but Tzad Chalal Hamavoy means maybe you're out further, and therefore you can see it, depending on how far out the Blita is. But that's the way the Beis Yosef would be reading the Rush. If that's the case, so then it comes out something very, very. There might be a very fundamental difference between the way the Rush and Rashi are understanding, or the way the first and second Perush within Rashi are understanding what the purpose of Nir Mechutz Shav Mifnim is, why it should work in the first place. So the purpose of near, we said that purpose of near b'chutz, or why near b'chutz should work, is because when you leave and exit the mavoi, you should be able to see the lechi. So, when I'm leaving and exiting the mavoi from here, am I going to see this? Chances are not. I leave, and even the b'nei rabbim can't see it. So, it should come out that it'd be very shver to say that b'nei Yehonasan held like the Beis Yosef's tough. Because if he held like the Beis Yosef is the Perush HaRishon, so how am I, when I exit the Mavoi, that's kosher? Because it's near B'chutz and I'll see it when I go out? I'm not going to see it when I go out. I have to like travel around to the other side of the world before I'm able to see it. So I think it's, I don't know if it's Mukhrach, but it's at least, I would think it's very, very Dachuk to try and fit in Rabbeinu Yehonasan into Divrei HaBeis Yosef, or say Beis Yosef will shlim with Rabbeinu Yehonasan. So Al Karchach, the Beis Yosef must be operating with a different understanding than Rabbeinu Yehonasan does of why near B'chutz Shav Mifnim will work. It must be, it's not because it's a, at least it's not because of a hacker, or if it is a hacker, then for some strange reason, it's better to be a hacker on the backside of a mavoi than it is to be a hacker on the front side of the mavoi. So that could be explained what it, let's examine both options. On the one hand, if it's meant to be a hacker for the Bnei HaMavoi who are outside, so you have to explain why it is that I actually care more about the Bnei HaMavoi who are out here behind the Mavoi than the Bnei Rishis Rabbim that are behind the Mavoi than I do about the Bnei HaMavoi that are in front. Meaning, as long as there's a hacker, it sounds like, presumably you have to say, as long as there's a hacker for some of the Bnei Rishis Rabbim, then it would be acceptable. It doesn't have to be near whatever visible to all the Bnei Rishis Rabbim. So if you want to say it's about hacker, it's definitely not the Bnei HaMavoi, it's the Bnei Rishis HaRabim, and even the Bnei Rishis HaRabim, it doesn't have to be everyone within Rishis HaRabim, it has to be just some of the Bnei Rishis HaRabim, or at least the majority, perhaps. The Korban Nisanel, which I don't claim to understand why this... What?
They both do work, though.
What both works?
I'm saying it's only the people in back.
What both
work?
Correct.
And but no, I'm saying within the Rush is rejecting this tough on the grounds that it's you're saying since Rashi holds of a second pshat, so just say what? What are you saying?
It can't be. You were asking how could it be that we only consider your chutz to go around the back?
No, I'm saying how could that be near b'chutz at all? Period. If you hold that the takana was for heker for bnei hamavi, so then the bnei hamavi are never seeing it. If you say it was for bnei rishus harabim, so it's kind of weird that the bnei rishus harabim that I care about most, or that I can somehow use the bnei rishus harabim who are behind the mavi, than the bnei rishus harabim who are in front of the mavi. I'm just asking on tough, like how could you ever say tough works if you say like Rabbeinu Yohanan? And even if you don't say like Rabbeinu Yohanan, let's say I tweak Rabbeinu Yohanan, I'll say it's heker, but it's for bnei rishus harabim. So it's weird that I'm having heker bnei rishus harabim me acharei hamavi is going to be enough. So you could say that it's enough because you just need somebody in Rishus Rabbim to be able to perceive it, and it doesn't have to be for all the Bnei Rishus Rabbim. Or you say like the Korban Nisandal does. The Korban Nisandal seems to suggest that there's actually a Kol Shekein. If you say something is nearer to the Bnei Rishus Rabbim in front of the Mavoi, then Kol Shekein for the Bnei Rishus Rabbim that are Achore HaMavoi, because he says there are actually more people in the Rishus Rabbim behind the Mavoi than there are in front of the Mavoi. So I don't really understand why that's, I don't know how it's Mokrach at all, but he does suggest such a Kal V'Chomer, and because he suggests such a Kal V'Chomer, so if you want to perhaps preserve the tough, then you could say
is he working with Hector?
He is Mechitza. It is possible that he's working with Mechitza, and it still sounds like he thinks, but still, why is it a Kal V'Chomer? Oh, it's a Kal V'Chomer because it's more of it, but he says it's a Vort in more people. No. Yeah, but he says it's because it's more people. I mean, he doesn't say it's a function of the Bnei Rishus Rabbim being able to see it. He says it's a function of the Bnei Rishus Rabbim being merub. Oh, but he's saying merub, for more people it looks like, for more people it looks like a mechitza. Right, that is possible.
That's what defines it objectively as a mechitza, you know.
That was going to be the third possibility I was going to raise, which is that the other way to perhaps preserve the Beis Yosef's tough and say that what would be the hesber of why would near b'chutz work according to the Beis Yosef's tough? So you could say that it's a mechitza, and you want it, the whatever is going to be near a mibachutz has to look like a mechitza closing off the front of the mavoi. So the only people, and this might be correct from Rashi's in Sukkah. The people who can best see this as being a third wall are the people who are achori hamavoi. People who are behind over here may look at Mavoi and say, well, there are two walls. Let's say I'm standing over here. So I may see that there are two walls over here, or sorry, two walls here, and I see this as being, oh, this is the haskala of a wall. Maybe I can't see past this point. So maybe I see this as the start of a wall going across the front of the Mavoi. So if I say that the purpose of the Nir Mechot Shav Mifnim is to get it to look more like a wall, so I can understand more how the tuff would work as a mechitza, or look like a mechitza, and then of course we understand better the dimyon the Gemara is making to Pasei Chotzer, because that's more, if you're trying to make mechitzas over there, so... Right. Plus a reg. So now, the another raya that this taich might be correct. I mean, until now we've been basically saying the Beis Yosef's on the bashing end. He's getting smashed basically by like every single lashon in the Rishonim, and then lashonis and Rashi, lashonis and Rishonim. It basically sounds like the Beis Yosef is getting a raw end of the deal. Now the problem, as the Korban Nisandal notes, is that l'chora everyone forgot that there's a Beferish Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Yotes, which nobody until the Korban Nisandal seems to have brought up, that says exactly like the Beis Yosef. The Gemara in Sukkah, which I photocopied for those who got photocopies. So the Rashi says the Gemara in Sukkah is trying to define, it's trying to be machshir, a Sukkah which was constructed like an L shape. The Sukkah, the way Rashi describes it, the Sukkah was L shaped, and there was an achsadra that was on the side of the Sukkah, on one side, what would have been the third wall, and then there's a little bit of a something that's near mibachutz, v'shava mibefnim, sticking out from one wall. So I have two walls, kilchasan, and then I have a tefach, beruach shlishis, but instead of being a tefach going out, or some combination of a tzuris, a pesach, and a tefach, the tefach was on the backside, and that's the way the Rashi describes it. Rashi in Sukkah Daf Yud Kes says, ach vilei, the Masla ach vilei, the Gemara says that the Sukkah was a case that the patzit and
Patzim Shabo, Tefach V'Yoser, Omid Eitzel Hayotze, he was standing by one of the complete walls. Aval Moshech Rochvo La'achorei Sukkah. The Rochav of the Tefach was pulled to the backside of the Sukkah, which, if you are looking at it as being three walls of a Sukkah, like this, so then the Achorei HaSukkah is out of the Sukkah, like that. And the Orech Sheha Achsadra Odef Ala Sukkah, in the longer part of the Achsadra, where the Achsadra is longer than the Sukkah, so the Achsadra extended beyond the Sukkah, and the Tefach was going in that direction also, so it sounds very clear like the Beis Yosef's tough, or that's the way you should view near Mechutz. The Eino near L'socha, you can't see it from within the Sukkah, Ela Omid B'Shav L'Dofen B'Sofo. It's shove it to the dofen at the very edge, so like we said before, according to the Beis Yosef, L'chura, it means that the entirety of the Tefach is stuck on over here. It's not that you have the Tefach on the backside over here, it's that the Tefach perhaps has to be over here.
What was the other alternative?
I'm saying, in theory, you could have said that the Tefach, it doesn't fit with the way Rashi is describing it, but you could have said that this is the Kosel, and then there's a Tefach which starts at the back side of the Kosel, and then goes like that. It sounds like from Rashi that the way he's describing it as being Besof, and the way he described it is
just sticking out.
Omid b'shava l'dofen b'sof. It's Omid b'shava l'dofen. How is it shava l'dofen b'sof? I mean, I guess it's shava from that side, but it's not, I'm sorry, maybe it's not muchach. Saying Eino nirin l'tocha, ela Omid b'shava l'dofen b'sofo. I'm not sure it's muchach.
Does that matter?
What?
Does that really matter?
I don't know if you say that it has to be at least somewhat Berosh HaKosel, as opposed to, meaning, I don't know if it Dafka would have to be
Berosh anywhere.
Meaning, does the Lechi HaMatir have to Dafka be, or whatever, where the Tefach, Dafka have to be at the edge of the Kosel over here? And therefore, it's at least Berosh, even though you can't see it from the inside, it's Berosh HaKosel, so it's somewhat Shayach, as opposed to being Namish on the backside, or I don't know, it may not be, it's not necessarily Mucha from that Rashi. I thought there was Mucha from Rashi's in Irvin, but moving beyond that, says the Rashi right there, it was Shavim Bifnim, Laosim Ha'omdim Bifnim, those who were standing within the Sukkah could not see it, Eino Nira, Aval Osim Ha'omdim Ba'achsadra, and those who were standing in the Achsadra could see it, Lahalan Mikineged HaSukkah. Beyond the Sukkah. They're not standing Kineged HaSukkah. Kineged HaSukkah would be here in the Achsadra. They're not standing in that portion, says Rashi. Where are they standing? They're standing in Ron Eschalala, and they actually can't see. They're Lahalami Kineged HaSukkah. They're standing over here, and they actually can't see. They actually can't see Eschalala. They can't see any of the Chalal HaSukkah, it sounds like, at all, or they can't see very much of it. At least, so for them, says Rashi, Nira Rochav Patzimzeh, Behaschalas, or Kehaschalas, I'm going to change it to be Kehaschalas, Dofen, Shlishis, L'Sukkah. They view that as being the start, they see this as being, for all they know, this wall actually continues beyond, they just can't see. From their perspective over here, they just see, okay, there's a wall there, and I see that this is like a third thing going forward. So for all they know, this wall continues across the entirety of the Sukkah. So if they see it as being the third wall, that sounds like, A, its diagram looks exactly like the Beis Yosef's tuff, and B, I mean, minus the fact that there's no wall over here, but in theory that's the third wall. And the people, Rashi is saying, where are the people standing? People are dafka not standing Kineged Chalal HaSukkah. Meaning the exact opposite of the Rush. The Rush's taina is, but you're not Kineged Chalal. Yeah, because your Havana of what Nir B'chutz is doing is different than Rashi's. Rashi's Havana of Nir B'chutz, if you say the Taf, is that it's functioning as a Mechitza, like he's saying in Sukkah. It's a Dofen HaSukkah. They're viewing it Kas Chalas Kosel Shlishis. And likewise, in the case of Mavi, so that would be the Haschalah of the Ruach Revias.
So they have to be.
Right, they dafka cannot be here. This is not near Bechutz. If it's only visible
they
to
know too much.
What? If people who are standing over here, if they can see something, so then that's not near mi Bechutz anymore. I don't know what that wouldn't be a coastal. That wouldn't be I assume it wouldn't work.
Right.
I mean, I assume that this case wouldn't Bechlal not be helpful. I mean, maybe it's near Bifnim, but it's not going to be near mi Bechutz. Because if you're standing over here and you don't see a third wall going across, it doesn't help you. So if there's no way of viewing a third wall, I don't even know if that would work. The,
or in the Beis Yosef case, if you're in the middle.
Here in the...
What is it? If
you're not on the... Which case, in the Joseph case, if you're not on the outside, if you'd be over here, so then you can't actually see anything. But those are not the people whom we're using to define your
Bechutz. What about the people? Do you have to be on the outside or on the bottom, or do you have to be
outside,
or on top?
Over here. What? You have to be over here.
Maybe Dafka, even that's still good, because then you know it's not extending.
What, if you... Even if you'd be higher up, you would... I mean, who's the head? You're saying...
Where you don't know.
What's Rebbe saying? Rebbe's trying to define which people... Are the who's the range of who are the in
who
the range
that
this is works as, because it's a very narrow group of people,
right.
It may be, I mean, first of all, it's obviously only anybody on this side. You can't say anything about the other side because there's nothing on the other side. So we're talking about one side of the Mavli being
right,
Koveya.
Yeah, it's Hagdara of Mechitza, that might be enough, but still
having those people is enough to, once you view it as a Ruach Shlishis or Revius by Mavli, so that's a mechitza, which is surprising, and it would be hard to imagine that such a thing could be defined as it could work necessarily min ha-Torah. It would be hard to imagine such a thing working, that if I have some people in the world who can view it as a mechitza, so it's actually halachically a mechitza. That's harder to say, perhaps. And there are rayas, Rashi on Daf Tzadihei, where the Gemara in Sukkah brings up a machlokas Abaye v'Rava about a different case of Achsadra. But Rashi over there says that what you're trying to accomplish using the, where is it? There's a machlokas by Virava, which the Gemara is bringing the case of this funny sukkah. The Gemara is bringing that on a machlokas by Virava in general, whether you can use p'tikra of an achsadra to close off the walls of the sukkah. The walls, let's say, the machlokas by Virava is a case of where I have a sukkah that has no walls to it, but it's surrounded on at least three sides by an achsadra. Now, the walls of the achsadra. The roof of the achsadra around the sukkah that I have in between has schach kosher, but the walls, schach on top is schach pasul. It's more than 4 amos. Because it's more than 4 amos, you can't say dofen akuma from the walls of the houses that are around the achsadra that are outside here in Bechutz. You can't say dofen akuma. The only way you'll be able to machshir this area is one of two ways. The Gemara talks about a case where there are patsimen that are basically little posts that are within 3 tefachim of each other all the way around, and they basically function as mechitzos. It's like you have a railing or whatever it is, like a fence that goes around the entire achsadra. So that, everyone agrees in the Lishna that the Gemara accepts the maskana, that is fine, according to Bai Virava. The machlokas of Bai Virava was, do you say p'tikra on any of those three sides. So Rava says, you can't say p'tikra, you're just so same, because of the fact that the mechitzos were not the p'tikra was not nasis for the sukkah, it was nasis for the inside of the achsadra, it wasn't nasis for the area outside, and that's going to be a problem. You can't say the halacha of p'tikra, the halacha of p'sinai, p'tikra was not said b'chiyai gavna. The question is Rava mean that min ha-Torah, or does Rava mean that min d'rabbanan? So it's Mefurish and Rashi on Tzadihei in Erevin, and Rashi in Tzadihei and Erevin says, that's only a din d'rabbanan. He says, or it seems to be not that way, because those walls were lav l'sukkah. Rashi dir masal lav l'sukkah. He says, l'shem sukkah, aval gav d'lo boi mechitzos l'shman. Even though we don't need mechitzos l'shem sukkah, they could be mechitzos that you have there meikara, don't have to be put up l'shem kach. Kuli hai miho mechilinan. We're not that makel to say p'tikra, so we're not makel to say p'tikra. Sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan that we're not makel to say p'tikra b'chiyai gavna, as opposed to it being a din d'raisa that lo nemer ha-halacha, that there's p'tikra when it's p'tikra works for an area mibachutz of the area that it was intended for.
explain that maybe like Mashal, like Rabbi Yeager says, you know, we don't say two, we don't always combine two halachas. So I mean, Kol Halom Mitalina, this sefer already is like viewed as, you know, it's like a trick, it's a kula. So then we're not going to combine that with another.
But that's the way you'd express a deraisa. I mean, if that's a din deraisa, you'd express it as we wouldn't be make it like that. Is it kula? We're not makel means the halachah from Sinai. But I'm saying this is not a double. This is not a double halachah. This is not a double hilchasa.
I'm just saying it's double.
Is a kula, so you're adding an additional kula for that which is bachut. But would I have had the havamin in the first place to say? Meaning, would I have had the havamin to mechalik between the two in a Torah? I mean, you're assuming that it's called the second kula. You're assuming it's called the second kula because svarpta is that the halacha that we see, I wouldn't have been said ki hagavim, and then I can call the additional step. Oh, that's another kula. Is that what you would have thought?
Remember the context.
Rashi's saying you wouldn't need a even though you don't need a dough.
If you have an objective wall there, that's fine. But you don't have to build it l'shem soka, right? Thinking, and therefore the pitikra.
But you do have to have it
have
be
l'shem the soka part. But that's because it's a physical wall. When you're dealing with a din to begin with, a lot of which is a Sinai wall. So then, if it's not focused on that, then you have nothing. That's what Rashi's saying. He's just giving the example. He's saying,
no, I understand.
We're already pushing it when we have a physical law that is a l'shem sukkah, but that it's a physical law. It's a physical wall. When you have a non-physical, when you have a halachic wall, then it's not being.
I'm not going to be so makel to a
being mitzura to the sukkah part, but kind of being there, but focused on the other part. That's just too insubstantial to be a dovah.
Right. So we wouldn't be that makel, meaning the Torah would not have been.
And
that said that additional
kula. Wouldn't allow that extra kula, not from the tekra point of view, from the
not from the halacha,
from the dofen sukkah point of view. In other words, the idea that a dofen sukkah,
to make it on a dofen sukkah,
is when you have is because it's physically there. But when you have to be tzarev the halacha Moshe Mishinai din to create a shame dofen shel sukkah, then at least has to be mitzuraf to the inside of the sukkah.
And that would be only if it's nasis bishvil or nasis l'shem or whatever, that at least the interior.
Right.
It doesn't have to definitely be l'shem a sukkah, but at least nasis l'shem the interior.
But Shabbos is still, it would be in Darabana, in Erevin? I mean, whether you have that requirement in Shabbos.
Right. Yeah, well, but if you boil it with that, then it would not be
there. I thought the chiddush in this Rashi was that he was tempering the idea of a dofen l'shma, in a way. Now, that could be different in sukkah than it is in other areas, than it is in Kalina, than in Shabbos.
Then presumably.
Shabbos.
What?
I thought it was a Gemara that even applied that to Shabbos, that we made the change.
What pitikra? But
you could, in theory, think that's just the way. But I thought that was the condition. I definitely would have read it.
Okay.
Go back to our discussion.
Even if Rashi does not, I'm still not convinced that would be necessarily would be more on Deraisa. The Rush in Sukkah on Siman Lama Dalid asks the question, how can the Gemara even think of comparing and being Machshir, the Sukkah, with the Nir B'chush of Mifnim? That's a halacha that was only said by Erevin, where you have a Ruach, where you're just trying to create a Ruach Revius, where you're trying to have a Heker, the Rush used the Lashon of Heker, so it sounds like the Rush is saying, you have three defanos or three mechitzas already. You're trying to close off a fourth wall with a heker, so that we're makel to say near mechutz shavim if them works. Not makel to say it for something which is min haTorah. You only have two walls and you need a third wall min haTorah. You're going to be makel to say near mechutz shavim if them.
Pashup Shad in the Rosh is the Rosh seems to be saying that the din is of Nir B'chot Shav Mifnim is a din derabanan by Mavoi. It wasn't said by Daraisas. It wasn't said on Daraisa level. Nafkamina, for example, Sukkah. And therefore the Rosh says, I have to knock down the case of Sukkah. In one of, he says, two possibilities for how you can knock down this case of Sukkah to a derabanan. He says, either you say that the P-Tikra doesn't work midrabanan, which I thought was Meduik and Rashi, but apparently it's not... It's not Mukhrach and Rashi, but Rosh says, I knock it down. Really, Rava holds that you have, say, P-Tikra Minatora. It would work Minatora. It's just Midrabanan, and we're not going to allow it to work. Maybe Al-Derech, you'd say it's a Chumran Sukkah or something like that. They could still be like what Rashi's saying, just not Mikilin or Midrabanan, not Daraisa. The other possibility that Rosh says is that you really had a this is Rav Suyas. Quoting Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana is of the opinion that you need a Tzurus HaPesach in addition to a Techavas Sochik. So you already have a Tzurus HaPesach on the third wall, which is a Mechitza Min HaTorah, so you've already knocked down the problem down to Midrabanan. So the same way it works by Shabbos, or works by Mavoi, Midrabanan, it'll work for Sukkah Midrabanan. But the Rosh is, the Pasha seems to be assuming that it's a Midrabanan. So... He says it would or wouldn't.
I mean, you have to make it similar to the Tosafot, but it would have to make the Russell Tosafot part of the result, otherwise you would have a near-level
Chutz from him, which makes it sound like it does work. Minatora. Is Tosafot a rush? Or although, whether Tosafot a rush is always the same as Tosafot, the same as Rush in Sakim, is not.
Yeah, unless you just say...
Or there might be so there is a possibility that's raised by I don't remember who was there quoting. I saw in the fancy Ozvahadar Mishnah Brura's quote somebody I don't know if they quoted, they just say it on their own. They quote the Tosos by Kilayim. They say Tosos says that it seems to say that it works min haTorah to be mat near Mechot Shav Mifnim is matir Kilayim in the Ketana also, and it would be mutter in unless you have the Kosam Nechnasim. But maybe Tosas only means that in the case when you have Amigo. Amigo, it's Matir. Maybe a case of near Mechot Shav Mifnim with Amigo, that it works for the Gedola, also should work for the Ketana, is stronger, that that'll work in a Torah. And Tosas never didn't necessarily intend to say that it would work all... Yeah, where you have... Where that's Matir, the Gedola in a Torah, so... Right. For a Mavoi... Lu Yitzir, you would have, let's say... Nafkamina would be, you have the L shape for the sukkah. The may actually bring this as enough. I think it says this Nafkamina. They say Nafkamina, whether you would say you could have such a thing work near Mechot Shav Mifnim work Minat Torah, is would this be Chayav on Shabbos? Then is that Rosh Hashiach Deraisa? Or is any case of near Mechot Shav Mifnim, maybe not necessarily that case, but would any case in near Mechot Shav Mifnim, whatever case you hold it to be, would that work Minat Torah? Obviously, we wouldn't be matir midrabanan to metaltel sham, but or maybe it would be, if it only has two walls and not the third wall. But they do say that should be a nafkamina between whether you say it works in a Torah. But it's not clear that it should always, even according to Tosas, it's not clear that Tosas would always say it works in a Torah. They just may be saying it in a case where it works min haTorah for something else. One of the Rosh's kashas is you can't say amigo from a derabanan to deraisa. But Lu Yitzir, you had a case where you had amigo on a deraisa, then it's mashma. Maybe the Rosh would say you could say amigo from a deraisa to a deraisa. So in the case where it works for the mehani for the chazak gedola min haTorah for kilayim, so maybe it should also work according to the Rosh. Maybe even the Rosh is moda b'chiyai gavna. Perhaps that even the Rosh who is saying, oh, it's only a ben heker, it's derabanan, you can't use near Mechot Shav Mifnim, even to turn the Rosh. I saw that the quote that the Chazon Ish was mantel derived from the Rosh. I don't know how the Chazon Ish is mantel derived from the Rosh in Sukkah about it being Drabanan. But I heard that was actually the case. So the Chazon, I saw somebody quoted that I think it was maybe been the Ozvahadar Mishnah Brura again, quoted that the Chazon Ish was mantel derived from the Rosh. He thought the Rosh, even the Rosh might be saying that there's a din that really near Mechot Shav Mifnim, the Rosh could himself hold that near Mechot Shav Mifnim worse min haTorah, and then you have to explain the Lashon Onus. I don't know how you explain the Rosh. They didn't quote what the Chazon. A, they didn't quote where the Chazon Ish was, and B, I wouldn't have time. But they didn't quote what he said. He said, "Oh, he's Madcha Raya." So, okay, thank you. Madcha Raya. So,
or maybe he was matka the Rush's Raya, not that the Rush.
I think he was matka the. I think no, because they said.
It sounds like the Rush. Can you have language of the Rush again?
Language of the Rush is. What, that it's. Sounds like it, but I thought that they. It's kind of hard to know from not having seen the Chazon Ish what he says, but. The kosher. Uma'inin mavu the sukkah. This is the Rosh at the end of Siman Lamed Daled and Perek Rishon the sukkah. What's the connection between Mavi and Sukkah? B'Mavi Ika Gimel Mechitzos V'lo B'Inon Lechi Ela L'Hakeira Ba'Alma Hilkel Sagi B'Nir M'Chutz V'Shavim B'Vnim De'B'Hakeira Kol Dehu Sagi. Even L'Hakeira Kol Dehu. So we have to square that with what the Rabbeinu Yohanan said about who it has to be Nikar for. It's not the Ikar Takana, it's only for B'Nir Shasarabim. Is it B'Nir Shasarabim with sometimes the B'Nei HaMavi? So there he says that the purpose of the dofen shlishi in the sukkah is for the people who are sitting in the sukkah. So what does it help that people outside can perceive it as a wall? You need a wall for the people who are sitting inside. The people on the side can't see that they're in the third wall. Same with the two defanos for the yoshvei sukkah. So the third wall also has to be for yoshvei sukkah. V'chi teim adam rina nigo the mehani l'shabbes. Which the Gemara says you could say under certain circumstances that if something works for one, it works for the other. Right. So then, lav milsehi. What? The lav milsehi. The lo min amigo midrabanan l'deraisa. So you can't say amigo on something which is only drabanan. So from near b'chos of mavoi to something which you need to work minatora. So you can't say amigo that near b'chos worked by mavoi. It should also work for. Right. Of what? Near Mechot Shabbat Mifnim?
He doesn't say anywhere that the din is a Dindrabana.
Well, the din of Near Mechot,
see. There's a difference between the third wall and the fourth wall.
Yeah. Right.
Or three walls and a fourth.
Right.
So maybe what he means is, again, you have to have something, when you have something like a substantial enclosure, and then you're just, you know, the drop out and you want to do more, you know, then that works.
When you just need it, the same hacker, Masha Inkin,
right.
If
you don't have something substantial enough, then it's not going to work. But when you have something substantial, you need it, it'll also work.
Right, so that's the case of Chatzar Gedola Chatzar Ktana, that the same way it worked for. That's what I was saying before, that maybe the Rush even is matra. That's why I brought up the Chazon Ish, was because I said maybe the Rush would be moda to the Migo of if it works on the Chatzar Gedola and it works on the Chatzar Ktana, like the case of Tosa says about Kilaim. He said the Tosa Rush also says like that. So maybe the Rush does actually hold that works because it's working on a Torah level there. So the same Tzura should work for the.
What I'm saying is, if you careful when you read it the second time. Right? He never ever says that the
Divish
is
Rabbanan. Of Nir B'chosov B'fnim. He just says that the necessity
really
for the necessity is.
Between the fourth wall.
Right. The people in. Right. That would be a chiluk within Hilchos Sukkah. That's not necessarily a chiluk between third.
It's the fact that Sukkah is a B'fnim kind of a thing. Right. So we were discussing the other day.
And then he brings up a second taina that he has. The Ode, V'chilo Asa Sukkah Zo El L'Shabbes, Shal Yimei Sukkah. Even if you'll say the Migo,
right.
Like you're going to say the Migo only works for that one,
right.
That one day on that
right.
One that one day. Then he gives us two answers that either you say that the Ruach, you have the Tzuras of Pesach, or you. What, that.
I'm saying the Rosh doesn't really say.
That you can't say.
That if this is a Dindrabana.
He just says you can't say it here.
Sukkah per se, or the third wall, or the third wall, or the Sukkah as opposed to whatever, then that also works nicely.
Then it's not a Stira in Tosa Rosh versus the Rosh here. Right, and it also means that. You need it only by Mava. You only need it Lashem Hakeri of Alma, but that doesn't mean that in general.
That's why it works. Cause
right, but suppose the Kalayas Kalayim is done more than that.
Well, Kalayim.
Again, Kalayim doesn't need to be an inside.
You mean the Gemara can't bring a Raya from Mavoi.
There's plenty of good reason to think about this.
Anyway.
Oh, so where are we holding?
If we have, according to Rashi, at least the Fila Bach, so the Rush's Kasha seems to have been on Rashi. Rashi, your understanding, I mean, you just pointed out that Rashi seems to understand if you hold like the Bezilkis is tough, so then Rashi seems to understand that it might be a Mechitza, that the purpose of Nir Bechutz is to function as a Mechitza, and for those who are Achorei HaMavoi, works as a Mechitza. The Rush is asking on that and saying, no, you need it to be Neged Chal HaMavoi. The people who are outside have to be able to see it. That might be more of a Svara, it could be. I don't know if it could still be a mechitza, but it certainly would make a lot of sense that when you're exiting from, if he held more like the Rabbi Yehonasan, the Rush's problem is that Rashi's saying something which is not nikar to the neighbors of Sarabim that are in front, so that's not going to be near me b'chutz in the case of tuf, because you need the reason why, I mean, like the Rush in the sukkah, the reason why you need the near me b'chutz is in order to be a hacker on the Ruach Revius. And you don't have a hacker for Bnei Rosh HaSarabim, B'derech Klal. I mean, the people behind, but that's not going to be, they're not going to be helpful as far as creating the hacker that's necessary, even if it's a quote-unquote hacker called to whom. So that might be why the Rush is, the Beis Yosef, that would be the Rush is the shackle of the tie between Rashi and the Rush, or between the first Perish and Rashi and the second Perish within Rashi, according to the Rush is, do you say that the purpose of Nir B'chutz Shav Mifnim is to make a mechitza, or is Nir B'chutz Shav Mifnim to make a hacker? Lafi the Bach, so it's a much more narrow change. In Beis Yosef was basically asking, according to the Bach, the Rush was asking, that this case over here is not Nira Neged Chol HaMavoi. If you're in the Mavoi, going out from the Mavoi, so then it's not going to be, if you're going out from here, it's not going to be visible to if the people who are outside the Mavoi, Keneged Chol HaMavoi, which, I mean, if you're out here, you maybe could see it. So I guess Neged Chol HaMavoi would have to be somewhere like right in front of the Rabbi Rosh Hashanah, somewhere very, very close by to the front of the Mavoi. And that's not visible to them. So the Rush says, oh, it can't be like that. It must be that it's like this. And the people who are right in front can see it. And the Olam Rashi was never entertaining me the Beis Yosef's tough. He wasn't saying that you could be Masher it, even though Rashi and Sukkah, the favor says that that's the case of Nir B'chutz Shav Mifnim. I didn't read the Rashi, it's the Hemshech in Daf Yotes, but when Rashi defines Nir B'chutz Shav Mifnim in the context of Mavoi, he offers two Perushim. The two Perushim sound like the Beis Yosef's two Perushim. So that's A, points for the Beis Yosef, not necessarily though, Beis Yosef is not coming off of that, but Rashi does seem to say that there at least. But according to the Bach, so the difference between the two, between the Rush and Rashi is very, or the, between the two Perushim is very, very slight. It's, does the hacker have to be dafka for the people who are standing in front, or is the hacker sufficient that it should be Bnei Rosh HaSarabim that are walking somewhere in front, doesn't have to dafka be Neged Chol HaMavoi, as long as somebody out in front can see it, then it's okay. So if it's a difference between the two Perushim is what's considered Nikar, could be the difference is between Rabbi Yehonasan and perhaps saying that who's the hacker for when you have a lechi in general? Is the hacker for the Bnei HaMavoi, the Iker, like the Rabbi Yehonasan said? So if you say that, so I understand maybe you should need it to be Davka Nikar for the people who are right in front, because the people who are right in front, when you exit from the Mavoi, you're going to be one of those people and you're seeing now, the Rush doesn't say it like that, so maybe that's not what the Pshat is in the Rush. But at least according to Rabbi Yehonasan, maybe he would be more readily accepting of this taich than he would of this taich. Because here again, depending on which way you exit, you're not necessarily, the Bnei HaMavoi who are exiting are not necessarily going to see the blita on that side. If they exit, let's say, that way from the Mavoi, nobody's going to see the blita. Whereas if it's like this, so then obviously every single time you enter and exit from the Mavoi, you're going to see the blita on the side of the wall and it'll be fine. So according to Rabbi Yehonasan, I think the easiest tziur of Nir B'chutz Shav Mifnim to accept would be this tzior over here, because it's the easiest for Bnei HaMavoi to see when they're exiting. I don't know what the machlokas would be exactly between, harder to pin down what the machlokas would be between the Rush's Hasaga and Rashi, if you say like the Bach. On the basis of the Rashi's in I guess, what tziurim do we accept? So jumping ahead. Okay. To be mashlim, a few of the kashyas that the Achronim ask on the Beis Yosef, so we dealt with some of them already. I count a total of at least six kashyas that the Achronim ask, and we've already done a number of them coming from
Tosas' Hasagos, and the Tosas does not seem to work out if you learn like the Beis Yosef. Another issue that the Acharonim raise, the Bach asks, is that the case of Lechi Hamoshech im Dofen Hamavoy, which we haven't discussed yet, the Gemara on Daf Yud brings up a case of a Lechi which is Moshech im Dofen Hamavoy, or Lechi Hamoshech. Lechi Hamoshech im Dofen Hamavoy, or Lechi Hamoshech mi Dofen Hamavoy. There are two girsos in the Gemara. Either way, if it's less than Dalet Amos, then it can be a Lechi. If it's more than Dalet Amos, or Dalet Amos or more, then it cannot be a Lechi. The Gemara says we see three things from this case, whatever the case looks like, of Lechi Hamoshech mi Dofen or im Dofen Hamavoy. Number one, that Bein Lechayayim is Aser. Number two, we learn from there that Meshech Mavoy is 4 Amos. And number three, the Gemara says, Nir B'chot Shav Mifnim, the part that's talking to us, Nir B'chot Shav Mifnim is considered to, is Nidu Mishum Lechi. So if it's, whatever the case was, apparently it was a case of Nir B'chot Shav Mifnim, and that was acceptable. And Rabbi Yerucham, the Bach quotes Rabbi Yerucham, who says that both Perushim and the Sugya, both options, both of Rashi's Perushim, as I said, the Rishonim all assume Rashi had 2 Perushim, maybe Rashi even had 3 Perushim. But the Rabbi Yerucham says both Perushim within Rashi will work out in the case of Nir B'chot Shav Mifnim. There's no Hechreya between the two Perushim because you could touch it either way. Then he goes on to describe what sounds very much like the Bach's Teich, because the Bach points out, he says, if you assume like the Beis Yosef, how would Lechi HaBoli Midofen Shal Mavoy look like a Taf? If the Lechi is Boli Midofen HaMavoy, so how could it look like, how do you say it? The Lashon of Moshech Im Dofen does not sound like it's being Moshech away from the Dofen of the away from the Dofen of the Mavoy. Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofen HaMavoy sounds like it's going up with. So according to the Bach, both Perushim, says Rabbi Yerucham, could work out. So if Rabbi Yerucham was understanding like the Bach, then says Bach, everything's Gvat. But if you say that the Rabbi Yerucham was understanding like the Beis Yosef's 2 Perushim within Rashi, so he doesn't understand how this Tzior should look like Moshech with the Dofen HaMavoy. Now the Bach is, there are two Hanachos that have to, or two very important Hanachos that have to be made in order for the Kasha, or two important Nekudas that the Bach is bringing in, that in order for the Kasha to be a Kasha, he doesn't just ask from the Lashon HaGemara. Why didn't the Bach ask directly from the Lashon HaGemara? Gemara says, Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofen HaMavoy. That doesn't sound like the Beis Yosef's Teich. Why don't you just ask it like that? The answer is because the Beis Yosef accepts one Lashon that does sound like it. You could say this. The Beis Yosef says, there are 2 Perushim in Rashi. So the case of Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofen HaMavoy will look like this, it won't look like the Taf. So it wouldn't be a kasha unless you said, like Rabbi Yerucham does, that both Perushim are applicable to the case of Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofen HaMavoy. Number two, the Bach says that the words of the Rabbi Yerucham are lifted from the Rush in Simen Yud Aleph, where the Rush at the very, very end brings up something about Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofen HaMavoy. It's not clear exactly what the Rush is saying. And the Bach is assuming that what the Divrei HaRabbi Yerucham are taken from that those words of the Rush. Now, what he must be assuming is that the Rush should be read as Lechi HaMoshech Im Dofen HaMavoy isn't machria between the 2 Perushim and Rashi. You can have both of them be acceptable, and that's the way the Bach learned the end of the Rush. It's not clear that that's actually the correct Teich in the Rush. If you accept that that's the correct Teich of the Rush, so then you can say there's a kasha in the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef is not trying to say Pshat and Rabbi Yerucham. The Beis Yosef is trying to say Pshat within Tosas and the Rush, and saying that, well, the Rush has a problem with Rashi's first tier, and he thinks that Rashi's second tier is acceptable. So you have to come out that the Rush at the end must be saying the same thing as Rabbi Yerucham in order to ask this, or in order to be able to ask a kasha on the Beis Yosef. So point number one, he has to bring somebody who says that both Perushim are applicable. He says Rabbi Yerucham says it beferush. The Rush doesn't say it beferush. It's harder to read it into the, and he says, oh, it's Makuach Medivri HaRush, in order to make sure that what he just said in Rabbi Yerucham, that Rabbi Yerucham can't accept Taf, now is applicable to the Rush, whom Beis Yosef is quoting. And that means that the Rush would be saying Beferush, not so Beferush, but if Beferush against the Beis Yosef. There's another way of learning the Divri HaRush at the end, when the Rush says at the end, Lechi Hamoshech Midovno Shal Mavoi, Beini Imgaras Midovno, whether your Goris Imdovno, either way, Yesh Lefari Shenimshach Im Ovi Rochav Akosel Shal Mavoi, Litzad Mavoi O Meacharav. So, the way the Korban Nisanal understands the end of the Rush is that the Rush is saying not that there's no Hechreya between the two Perushim, but rather that the Rush is saying that Lechi had Moshech Midovno Shal Mavoi, whether it's Moshech Im or Midovno Shal Mavoi, you could read it as either that it's Moshech Litzad HaMavoi, like this, or it's Moshech the opposite direction, Me'achorov, that's going out of the Mavoi, which would then emerge that it's like the tough, and the base, and that would mean that the Rush is saying that either one of those two, Lechi HaMoshech Imdovno or Lechi HaMoshech Midovno Shal Mavoi, would be acceptable. Well, I'm not sure how the tough will end up being. I'm not sure how the Korban HaSanal is understanding the Moshech into the Dofen HaMavoi, because then if it's Moshech into Dofen HaMavoi, then you have to figure out how that's a case of Nira Mibachutz. The Gemara is saying Shma Mina Nira Mibachutz Shavim Mifnim is Mutter. If that's a case of Nira Mibifnim, then how could it be a raya to Nira Mibachutz Shavim Mifnim? I'm just realizing now. But assuming you didn't learn like the way the Bach does within the last words of the Rush, if you will learn more al derech the Korban HaSanal, then it could have come out that the Rush is actually saying, like the Beis Yosef, that there's actually the tough might be acceptable as a you demand the kasha. The Bach also raises the problem that the Chuvas Maharal ibn Chaviv seems to understand Rashi the way the Bach does. He brings two tzirim for Rashi, and he says, oh, and there's a third pshat, the Ritva's pshat, which the Ritva does say in our Sugya, which is the tough. So, also, it's not a kasha on the Beis Yosef, it's just a kadmon that's understood that Rashi's not trying to say, like the Beis Yosef, he's trying to understand, he understands that Rashi's understanding like the Bach. Now, what's noteworthy is that the Bach then brings the rest of the Hemshech of the Maharal ibn Chaviv is that he says, oh, and why did Rashi not accept the Tuf? Because it needs to be Nirik for those who are Omdim Ovrim Lifnei Hamavai Bishasarabim. Which is interesting because the Maharal ibn Chaviv is saying that the reason why Rashi couldn't, he has two Perushim, they're both okay. Saying it like a Tuf is a problem because you need to have the Hekar be for the Bnei Rishasarabim who are walking in front. So that sounds similar to the Kasha of the Rush. But the Maharal ibn Chaviv doesn't have a problem with saying either Perush of Rashi. I mean, he's just saying, you can't accept Tuf, because that's going to require that you be somewhere on the side. But as long as you're in front somewhere, either one of these two Perushim was fine according to Rashi. And then it would come out that, so you have to explain, that's part of what prompts the issue of, okay, so what's the Rush being masig on, if you understand like the Bach? If Rashi's tolerant of, as long as people are over in Lifnei HaMavoi, so then why is the Rush so intolerant of, it has to be Mamish connected Kol HaMavoi, and it can't be that they have to be on the side somewhere but in front. But the Maharal ibn Chaviv is saying, I guess, one step removed Lifi the Bach from the Rush, and then the Rush is further refining and saying that, no, you can't have it even be over in Lifnei HaMavoi, you have to have it be, it has to be Mamish in front of the Mavoi in order to be near Milchotz. We already discussed the problem with the Beis Yosef about the Kosol is Shokeil Acharav. Maybe you didn't point it out, that's why. The Kosol is Shokeil Acharav in the fun of. The Beis Yosef says explicitly that according to Rashi, Kosol Shokeil the fun of in the Acharav means that the Kosol is Shokeil. La Acharav means the inside of the Mavoi, and the fun of means the outside of the Mavoi. So Shokeil the fun of means the Pnei this is the Pnei, the pun of the Kosol, and this is the Achori HaKosol. Which the Bach says that next kash the Bach asks is that that pshat in the Kosel is dachuk. He says ina daso valto, and so he rejects the Beis Yosef for that reason. The Beis Yosef's teich for that reason also. The Taz also raises that kasha, and the Taz adds another kasha, which brings us to not near mivachutz shavim bifnim, but rather near mifnim shavim mivachutz. Another kasha that Taz raises on the Beis Yosef is that lafi the Beis Yosef, and this will. This will tie back into the case that you had asked about. Why isn't this case near Bifnim? You would ask, why isn't this case near Bifnim? Right now, the Bach is saying that's like the Spitz case, according to the Rush, of near Bichutz and Shavim Bifnim, because that's Neged Cholo HaMavoi Mam, as you can see, so why isn't that visible to the Bnei HaMavoi also? So the Taz raises a problem that according to the Beis Yosef, it should come out that there's not only two Perushim within Nirim Mibachutz and Shavim Mifnim, it should be two Perushim within Nirim Mifnim and Shavim Mibachutz. And that's the two options I drew on the board over there. And the Taz says that if you understand that Nirim Mibachutz and Shavim Mibifnim means the tough shape, so the opposite case where the Lechi is Nimshach Lifnim, instead of the Lechi being bullied this way, and Nirim Mibachutz and Bifnim would be if you had an extra corner over here, so that would be Nira Bibifnim and Mibachutz as well. But if you only have, I think this is considered Mibifnim, but he says, if you learn like the Beis Yosef does within Rashi, in the second parish of Kosel Kanos, so he says, if the Kosel is Kanos Lefanov, so how did the Beis Yosef understand Kanos Lefanov and Kanos Laacharov? Kanos Lefanov meant that the Pnei HaKosel, which is actually the outside of the Kosel, is Shakua. So what's the reverse of that, nira mibifnim, sorry, and not mibachutz? That would be if the kosel was shakua la'acharav. So what should that look like? So the Taz assumes that it should look like this. Now the problem with that is that now there are two taiches in nira mibifnim and shavim mibachutz, which we've never heard of, says the Taz. No Rishon has ever said that there's a second perush. That he says, he quotes the lashon of the Mordechai and says, oh, the Mordechai says there are two perushim according to Rashi of nira mibachutz and shavim mibifnim. The Mordechai doesn't mention, oh, by the way, there's also two peruchim of Nira Mibifnim and Shavim Mibachutz. So that the Taz says is another Hasag on the Beis Yosef. Now, presumably, Beis Yosef could get out of it by saying, well, who told you that the Achorav of the Kosel meant the Achorav of the Kosel at the Rosh HaMavoy? Maybe the Achorav of the Kosel was actually in the back of the Mavoy. So the Achorav of the Kosel is the inside, according to the Beis Yosef's site, so maybe it's just back there in the same exact image as Nir Mufnim, Parish number 1, where you have the Lechi at the Rosh HaKosel. So likewise, the Shkias HaKosel might be from the backside of the Mavli. It's the Shkias HaKosel Me'achorov of the Kosel, so it's the inside of the Kosel. But who said that had to be at the front of the Mavli? Maybe that was the back of the Mavli. And therefore, there only really might be only one Taich within the Beis Yosef, and the Taz's Kasha falls away. The Taz is assuming that there should be a certain amount of, presumably he's assuming there's a certain amount of symmetry between the case of the Beis Yosef's Nir Mifnim and Shavim Bachutz and Shavim Mifnim and Nir Mifnim and Shavim Bachutz. So we assume that there should be a second Taich, but if you don't assume that there's that symmetry, which maybe there are reasons not to want to assume that there's that symmetry, so why would the, let's say we don't want to say like the Taz, we don't want to have that Hasag on the Beis Yosef. The Taz, personally, doesn't like, as we drew over here, he likes the tough. He likes the Bach's Teich of Perush Rashi number 2. He does not like this at all. He says nobody holds like this. It's not possible to hold that this works. He says it's never Nikar. You can't see this if you're standing over here. I don't know why that's true. I don't know why it's not Nikar for people who are standing outside the Mavli, but the Taz assumes that that's not possible to say. But it means that what should come out, Lafi the Taz, is that he thinks that this case of the... He thinks that... yeah, if you get, are you saying maybe the Taz thinks that he has to be Nika right in front? The same way he likes this shot, he says it has to be right in front. How would it help this? And the tough is okay because it's not. You don't have to have a daf right in front. It's the Rosh Hashanah, yeah, or that it has to be that's Achore. So why does it work? It works because Achore is okay. But if you hold that it has to be. Acceptable that you can see it mibifnim, sorry, from neged chalal, then it should have to doctor be mamish neged chalal and not that case. But what emerges from that Taz in his understanding of the Beis Yosef is that he thinks the Beis Yosef thinks this case is called nir mibifnim. Now, what we saw beforehand is that that's the same exact case that the Bach himself, what the Taz himself will tell you is called Nira Mibachutz and Shavim Mifnim, is what he's saying, oh, the Beis Yosef's Taich is going to come out, that's called Nira Mifnim and Shavim Mibachutz. That's mamish. Like, what? What? If you're standing, you have to be able to see it from everywhere here, so you can't see it from everywhere. Maybe there's some part, so that's why you could say it's called. It wouldn't be near Mibifnim, but it would be near Mibachutz. But what? If you need it to be everywhere, correct. Now the question is,
why isn't it the case? Let's see the Beis Yosef, that's called near Bifnim, so you don't need it everywhere. So why isn't that also, now the problem is, why isn't that also going to be called Nira Mibachutz? This is the kicker. We're gonna wrap up soon. If this case is called Nira Mibifnim, because you have to be able to see it everywhere, so why when I'm outside? So I can see it when I'm outside also. If I can see it from anywhere, it's considered near Mibifnim. So the Bnei HaMavoi can see it. That's called near Mibifnim. But why isn't it also called near Mibachutz? Meaning, what's wrong with that perish? Meaning, what's wrong with saying this is acceptable? Why is this not going to be near Mibachutz also? I understand why it's not going to be, why you might not want to say that it's near Mibachutz. You want to say it's near, sorry, why it would be near, why you could say that that could be called near Mibifnim. Why can't it be near Mibachutz also? The Feed of Beis Yosef. That you're looking to create, you're trying to create between of what's considered to be, you know, if I can see it, it can't be that I'm dafka seeing it from there, because maybe I need to have it be a mechitza. Maybe I have to have it be. Bachutz would be, I have to be able to see it from
everywhere.
But then the taich that the taz is.
And therefore, that's why.
You have to be able to see it everywhere.
Yeah,
you have to see it. Except that this is the taish. Is this really visible everywhere? I mean, I guess it's visible from everywhere, from like here down. That's the
point. Is that the criteria are going to be different for the same reason that you're calling and again, you're already given to Rabbi Yonason, right? Even though Rabbi Yonason is trying to explain the Yerubi Bachutz, the Shavu Bifnim, from the perspective of the Heker of the outside people, he still has to throw in a line, right, about, and if the inside people
go out, so then they'll see it.
What do you need to say about that?
Because you need, Nir Bachutz requires that the Hamavai should also be able to see it,
so it is
when they're exiting.
Any Bachitza or any whatever is more inside than an outside Hagdara.
If it's meant to be a
maybe it's on the category, maybe it might be calling it different dishes too. But like we're saying, that goes from the very beginning of the Sugya, why we were going to be the Chalim. So I'm just saying the extra line of video.
The Gemara already was mechalik between near Mechutz Shav Mifnim, that near Mifnim is not going to be a machlokas, whereas near Mechutz will be a machlokas.
Okay. That's an indicator that in order to be mindful of something that's it's much more difficult to do that on the outside than with the inside. And that's, I'm adding the point of Rabbi Yonason, which you brought up earlier, which is that even when you're doing it from the outside, according to Mandela, that works, and the case where it works, and even the case where we're defined. Defined that by the Bnei Rishon and their Heker, but even then you need to throw a line in.
The Bnei Hamavah, you're also able to see it.
So who I mean, also why the criteria are different.
Now, based on basically everything we said until now, we can now answer a kasha, or now we have a better understanding, perhaps, of a kasha that Tosfos asked at the very, very beginning of the sugya, which is not really the beginning of the sugya, the previous sugya. The Gemara said, according to, in the case of Mavoi Shiritzfo Belchayayim, so the Gemara said, why aren't we matir using Yer Mechot Shav Mifnim? Now, as a machlokes Rashi Tosfos there, what was the suggestion of the Gemara to be matir the case of Ritzfo Belchayayim with Yer Mechot Shav Mifnim? We see Rashi says that Lechi was bolayed a little bit out of the Mavoi, and that little blita is going to be the near Mechutz Shav Mifnim. Tosfos says, I can't say like Rashi. Why can't I say like Rashi? Because I'm making a few different hanachos. Number one, I'm going to assume that Rava in the entire sugya of Ben Lechayim Mutter is trying to be matir until the outer edge of the Lechi. And if he's being matir until the outer edge of the Lechi, then Nimtzeis, there's this whole gap over here. This is all Rishas Rabbim. So how could I say Lefi Rashi's understanding of Nira of the Taitra of Nira Bechutz in that part of the sugya? So Rashi says
That's called Nir B'chutz and Shavim Ifnim, and Rav is going to be matter until the Chud Hapnimi. How could that be, says Tosos? I can't be matter out into Rishas Arabim. So maybe you'll tell me, says Tosos, that you can maybe say that one wall of the Mavi was actually longer, such that the Lechi that was bolayed is actually parallel to the other wall, so you end up having three Mechitzos there, you'll be okay. So Tosos says, That's not mistaber. Most kosle mavoi are shavim, so most of those, if most of those are shavim, so I can't say that either. So it would be better not to say like Peirush Rashi. If I make those two assumptions that I want to have Rava be matir until the full end of the edge of the mavoi, it's at the edge of the lechi, not just to like midway through the lechi or something like that. And number two, I don't want to have the kosle say that the making ukimta that the kosle hamavoi are extended. So he says I don't want. So I'd rather say that the case of Mavi Shritzafo Bilchayayim looks not that it, I'll do it on the other side, it looks like this. You just put the lechis on the inside and therefore the shkia is over here, Zablita, and that's near Mechutz and Shavim Mifnim. Now who is that like? That's like the Bach, that's not like the Beis Yosef. The Tosis is basically asking, this is called near Mechutz Shavim Mifnim. He says that's the case of Mavi Shritzafel B'chayayim. So that's another raya. I don't know if the Bach brings that up. That could be part of what he was saying. No. So that sounds like the Bach. I don't know if the Bach actually brings that as a raya, but l'chora it's Mashmas and Tosos that's going to be a case of Nir B'chot Shavim Bifnim. So it doesn't sound like Tosos is flat out rejecting Rashi. He does say that he thinks that it's better to say this taich of Nir B'chot Shavim Bifnim. And which is like the case of Kosel Chito Echad Konis Michavero Lefi the Bach. So another raya for the Bach, and there's a cash on Rashi. Why didn't Rashi say like that? So there are three possibilities that you could logically have said by rejecting any one of Tosus's assumptions. You could number one say that the walls of the Kosel Hamavi extend further on one side than they do on the other, and it's parallel to the Lechi. You can't say that because Rashi explicitly says throughout that part of the sugya that the kosle hamavi are shavim and the lechi is bolei beyond them. So Rashi says it's black and white. I find it very hard to imagine. Like for example, Rashi Dibur Maskel Ulu Rabban Shimon says in the middle. He says sort of next to one of the diagrams there, with a right after the kazeh. Shuk v'sham l'shem lechi dim eno moshech tzas rochav lechi lahala mikosle hamavoi. Me'at ella b'shavalehen near kimosaf al rochav oviat kosel. So he's talking about the blita going beyond the kosle hamavoi. That means that it's the pashas the kosel, the mavoi shava. So that's not going to be an answer for Rashi. So what about rejecting the other assumption? You could just say maybe Rashi doesn't think that Rava in this case is being matir until the chud hachitzon. Nechanami, maybe Rava is only being matir until midway through the lechi. In Nechanami, it needs to be mukar on the outside. If you hold Bimachayim is mutter, you're not going to be matter all the way out of the lechi. You're going to be matter only until the midpoint when it gets to the kosle hamavoi. That might be something that Rashi could answer theoretically. The third possibility, which is deloke, and is very mechudish, is to say that actually a lechi which is out here is actually matter. So where's it matter to? So the Vilna Gaon in his Be'er on Shulchan Aruch actually says that a lechi that's bolate like this could be matter by alachson down to the other kosel. In which case, yeah, the entire area of Bein Lechayayim is going to end up being, or that area of Bein Lechayayim, this will be the Bein Lechayayim, that Rava's being matir. It's Rava was matir until the very, very outer edge, like Tosus Hanacha. It's just that Tosus can't fathom that, because it's a big chiddush to say that a lechi can be matir. What's pointing the lechi, this is a chabur topic in and of itself, what's somehow getting the lechi to connect to, at a diagonal, to the other edge of the wall, to close that wall off? Now, what's also difficult about that, saying that's true, is the fact that when the Gra says it, he says it only aliba de manda amr lechi misha mechitza. The Gemara here is within Rava. And if it wasn't Rava, Rava holds not lechi is misha mechera. If lechi is misha mechera, then hadri kosher l'duchta. So you can't necessarily say that shot either, but those are the three logical possibilities of rejecting assumptions Tosos is making. Maybe there's some other assumptions Tosos is making to try and figure out what Rashi really does hold, but as of now, the only one that I think that I have, that the answer that I have that works, or at least could be said, is to say that Rashi thinks that you're matir only until the midpoint of the lechi. My question is, if it's such a dochak, and Tosos doesn't like saying such a thing, so why would Rashi have said it? So based on, I think we can say pshat, based on Tosos' rid.
The Tosfos Rid in the Sugya explains the Shakla V'Tarya of that part of the Gemara of Mavishur Tefel B'Lachayayim in one of two ways. He says, and this is on, the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if it's four Amos, then it'll be, we will say Lovet, and then it's a Mavli, and you'll need a Lechi Acher Lehatiro, you'll need another Lechi to be Matirit. And the Rabbanan, we say Lo Aminon Lovet, you don't say Lovet, and therefore you don't need a Lechi Acher Lehatiro, because the outermost of the Lechayim is not connected to the other ones, and that Lechi will be, the outer Lechi will be Matir. And Lo'olam bin Lechayim is Mutter. Then the Gemara asks, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when it's four Amos long, shouldn't it be Mutter because the Nir V'chutz Shavim Yivnim? So now the Tosfos Rid over there says, even though you have Lavud, and you should say they're all Kechad, Why do you need lechi acher latiro? Yasim also shu samach lepesach shehe bolei kemat. Just have the lechi that's samach to the Pesach be boleid a little bit out, like Rashi's Taich. And chutz lekosel hamavoi. And even though it is also a, at the same time simultaneously a mavoi because it's four amos long in the backside, nonetheless that blita havalei kekosel shetzido echad kanas mechavero. It's no worse than kosel echad kanas mechavero, which apparently he's understanding like the Bach's first height. Darmin on the command, bein shenirim mibachutz, v'shavim mibifnim, shaknisa niris mibachutz, mibifnim, he shavah. Ubein shenirim mibifnim, v'shavim mibachutz, shaknisa niris mibifnim, mibachutz, he shavah, nido mishum lechi. Says Kosel, the Gemara is going to quote from Rabbi Chia, that if Kosel echad kanas mechavera, whether it's nirim mibachutz, meaning the knis is niris mi bachutz, right? The case of niris mi bachutz is the knis is niris mi bachutz, and bibifnim it's shave, or whether it's niris bifnim and it's shave mi bachutz, so it's niris only mi bifnim. The Pasha says he's saying, this is niris mi bachutz, this is called niris mi bifnim, and that's going to be fine, so likewise, this case over here should be fine as well, that should be nira mi bachutz, because you can see that portion over there. Then he asks, "V'achinami im tasim zehalechi boleit mi bachutz k'tzas havali nir mi bachutz v'shavim mifnim v'osu k'tzas boleit lachutz yido mishum lechi." V'lam matzich lechi achel atiro. So why should the Gemara need a lechi achel atiro? But says the Tosfos Rid, "Im yichnos halechi letzad pnim." Let's say I would do like Tosfos. I would be machnes the lechi letzad pnim a little bit. So why can't the Gemara say that pshat? In other words, asking, Tosfos says, there's another taicha out here. I could say that's called nir bilchutz also. V'yei erosh hakosel boleit gam zem mutter. It's also mutter. The havali nir mi bifnim v'shavim mibachutz. Says the Tosfos Rid in the Chanami. The Gemara could have said it, but it's called the case of nir bifnim and shavim mibachutz, which means he's the Feirish saying that this case of nir bifnim is called nir bifnim and shavim mibachutz. And this is the only case that will be called Nirim Mibachutz and Shavim Mifnim. But the other case will be Nirim Mifnim and not Shavim Mibachutz. So that means that apparently, if I can see it somewhere within the Mavoi, that's okay. And that's called Nirim Mifnim. And apparently from seeing it from the outside when I go further out in the Mavoi, that's not called Nirim Mibachutz. It's only Nirim Mibachutz if you're, so to speak, on the sides of the Mavoi out here. So then you can call that Nirim Mibachutz. Secondly, in the Madur Tinya Tlisa'a, the Tosfos Rid basically asks the same kasha and he offers a different teretz. He says, if the Gemara would have said that case of Nirim and said that was near, you know, why didn't the Gemara say a case of Kosel Kanus, or where the Lechi was Kanus a little bit? He says, the reason why the Gemara couldn't say that is because the Gemara was looking for a tziur in which Rashbag didn't, Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't need a Lechi Achel Atiro. He says, if I would have said this case of Tosfos, then I would have said, what's the lechi in this case? This is not the lechi, this is one long mavoi. What's the lechi? This is the lechi. That's a lechi acher. The Gemara couldn't be asking, oh, be matir using nir b'chutz shavim b'fnim, says Tosfos Rid. Yeah, that would be nir b'chutz shavim b'fnim. It's just the lechi would be a lechi acher because it's not one of the lechayim that was along the mavoi. So it comes out that Tosfos Rid is entertaining two possibilities the two possibilities basically for what we should say about this what we should say about this case. Is this called Nir Mifnim, or is it called exclusively Nir Mivachutz? Apparently nobody says that it's both. It's definitely not both. It's either Nir Mifnim or Nir Mivachutz. And if I would have said such a case and it was Nir Mivachutz, so yeah, I could have said like Tosos, perhaps. Maybe I can use the Tosos Rid's Teirutzim to, or why the Tosos Rid says the Gemara didn't say such a case, to explain Rashi as well. Rashi would be saying, well, why couldn't it say this is near Karnus like Tosos does? I understand he has a way of being Miyashev, whatever his tzior was, but why doesn't he say like Tosos? So either Rashi would tell you that the case of there is near Mibifnim, in which case the Beis Yosef is the Havanas HaTazit. A, the Taz is right in Havanas HaBeis Yosef, or at least within the correct understanding of Rashi. That's the correct understanding of Rashi. Rashi holds that actually would be considered Nira Mibifnim and not Nira Mibachutz. It's correct Taich in Rashi. So Beis Yosef is 100% right. And on top of the fact that Beis Yosef is 100% right, so it means that that means that this is called Nira Mibachutz, and it means this is called Nira Mibachutz, and according to Rashi, and those are the only two tzirim that are available to us. This case over here will be Nira Mibifnim. That's why Rashi didn't want to say like Tosos, because the Gemara is looking for saying let's be matter using Nir B'chutz. So he didn't say something that was called Nir B'chutz. The other possibility was to say that Rashi holds like the Tosos Rid about Nira, that it's true it's called Nir B'chutz, but this is a Lechi. So I don't know whether that's something that Rashi accepts or not. Meaning, does Rashi really accept that this is halachically the Lechi, or is the Lechi the fact that there is this blita over here? I mean, if you say, what's another way of phrasing it, what's the machlokas between the two lishonos and Tosos Harid? Aside from teaching the case as an opposite, that basically kanos mivifnim is either near mivachutz or not near mivachutz, it's near mivifnim. So it might be that Tosos Harid, or sorry, that I have to know whether Rashi accepts that this is actually considered to be the lechi. Because it could be we still consider the whole unit. What part of is something I haven't really worked on. What part of the kosel is called Nira Mibachutz and Shava Mibifnim? I mean, which part is the... Is it the combination of the two when you can view them all together as being the matir when it's got that blita? Or not? Okay, just a quick, just for the halach lemaisa, the Bach accepts two tziurim, his two tziurim, you might add, of Nir Mechutz Shav Mibifnim, as being acceptable lemaisa as a lechi. The Ramah seems to understand, the Gra seems to understand the Ramah like this also. Mishnah Berurah writes it b'shem Haskamas Rav Acharonim, the only type of Nir Mechutz and Shav Mifnim that's acceptable, or it seems like. That's what they're saying, is if it is neged chal hamavoy, meaning one seer, it's whatever the rush accepted lehalacha, or whatever Tosfos in the rush accepted lehalacha, that's the only thing that we accept lehalacha. The Korban Asanel, based on the fact that he thinks everyone forgot the Gemara on Daf Yotes and Sukkah, says that really all three tziurim are halacha l'maisa acceptable as nirim v'chutz and shavim mifnim. And I saw quoted in the Dishon Mishnah Berurah that the Chazon Ish thinks that tuf doesn't work, but the other two would, like the Bach. I don't know the details of that because I didn't have time to look up all the Chazon Ish's. In terms of, we already discussed where would be Nirim Bifnim and where would you be standing if you're Nirim Bifnim, where would be Mechutz? And one last Ha'ara about whether or not Nirim Mechutz Shavim Mifnim works min HaTorah. So Agav Urcha, the Gra, seems in that same piece where he's discussing the Lechi that goes sideways and is Matir. So because of the fact that the Gra says it's only according to Mandamar Lechi Mishem Mechitza, it sounds like the Gra assumes that a Lechi which is Nirim Mechutz Shavim Mifnim is Matir min HaTorah. Because he's saying that would be mat to that area, even though that area is technically should have been Rishas Rabim, the Gra seems to be assuming that it works min HaTorah, at least under some circumstances, like for example that, there's a case of Nirim V'chutz and Shavim Bifnim that will work min HaTorah. That's a Ha'ara that
it's hard to know whether they said it because I skimmed it for literally 20 seconds. There was a footnote in somewhere in the Masifta. I actually have no idea where it was because I was just like flipping through and happened to see for like 20 seconds. They say, oh, the Gra is cholik on the Torah Zerfael who brings a raya from the Russian Sukkah that, oh, Nirim B'chutz Shavu Mifnim is only the Rabbanan. So the Torah Zerfael and Simen Nun seems to say it's the Rabbanan. That's what they quoted. I don't know. I haven't seen the Torah Zerfael inside. Didn't have a chance. But they say, oh, the Gra is cholik on that. You see, Derech Agav, like Tof HaDvarim, I assume they meant this Gra. It hit me afterwards that they probably mean this Gra because the Gra seems to be talking about a case of Nirim B'chutz Shavu Mifnim and Zalechi Hamosheich, which the Gemara calls near Mechutz Shav Mifnim, and the Gemara says that, and the Gra says that it'll be a Mechitza Gebura to be Matir a Rishas Ram Deraisa.
Okay. Who's getting the next, I think you said,
Shmuel. Or Ru, either Shmuel or Ru.